Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. Call anytime during the week. If a question occurs to you or you want to share an experience or comment, we'll air it and I'll answer it to the best of my ability. All right, we got some interesting stuff to talk about. Toxic tampons this hour. Does folic acid increase the risk of cancer? Some studies have said, you know, taking too much folic acid actually could promote cancer. Well, take a look at a study that does a deep dive on that potential relationship. This item comes to us from the New York Times. They've done like a very in-depth investigational report on cord blood banking. Okay, and I experienced this in my family because some of my younger family members, they're having kids. And so, you know, the whole birth experience, especially when it's the first kid, it's very fraught. They want to know, you know, what should they do? Should they, accede to a C-section or should they have a home birth? You know, there's all kinds of different considerations. But one of the options is to bank some cord blood. And this is on the prospect that you take the placenta, which ordinarily you chuck, and you take the placenta and you harvest stem cells from it, and then you keep them cryopreserved at very cold temperatures because they are what are called pluripotent stem cells, which means they've got the potential to evolve into any kind of cells. And current technology is limited, but in the future, well, I don't know, maybe it'll lend itself to giving you a replacement kid. You know, maybe God forbid your kid develops cancer or your kid gets run over or something, you could clone another kid. There's also the possibility that these stem cells could be used to treat various diseases, to regenerate organs. It's all kind of futuristic and sci-fi, but, you know, we're thinking, hey, we can keep these things for decades, and then future doctors can say, save the life or, preserve the life of kids going forward. All right. So they're pitching this, and it can be expensive. It can be expensive. It can cost, for example, Jenna Edwards, a high school administrative assistant, they say in an article here in the New York Times, who's in Parkland, Florida, spent more than $3,000 storing her son's cord blood. But when she tried in 2017 to withdraw the cells for a clinical trial to treat her son's cerebral palsy, this is, by the way, another condition for which there is a little scant evidence that maybe injecting these stem cells, they'll somehow regenerate the brain, but it's early on. You know, we're not sure that that is going to happen in the current decade. She tried in 2017 to withdraw the cells for a clinical trial to treat her son's cerebral palsy. She learned that the company had found bacteria in the sample within weeks of receiving it, but still charged her for the next 2 years. Ms. Edwards says they were totally fine with continuing to bank it and taking our money. So, you know, there's collection fees, and then there's ongoing storage fees. And what they're saying, too, is that the potential for these cord blood stem cells has not really materialized. There are stem cell therapies, but these stem cells are based on adult harvested stem cells. They don't need to go to a bank and unfreeze the stem cells that were collected at birth. And it turns out to be kind of a scam. There are also concerns about aggressive marketing of this because, you know, just like the way they detail drug representatives to doctors' offices to offer them incentives to prescribe drugs, you know, gifts and trips and speaking possibilities with honoraria in thousands of dollars, they're aggressively marketing cord blood storage with incentives to doctors. For each, you know, obstetricians can talk to their patients and they get a little bonus payment for each patient who banks their child's cord blood. So there are concerns about A, the efficacy, B, the propriety, and C, even the soundness of the storage procedure, because, you know, the whole thing may be kind of a hype. It was a big kind of a fad for a while, but with legions of sales representatives peddling cord blood as if it were a medical breakthrough, there are now doubts about its effectiveness. 877-726-8255. Let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I have a question. I recently saw on Facebook an advertisement for avocado leaf tea, and it boasts that it helps with heart and kidney function, sleep and anxiety, autoimmune disorders, as an anti-inflammatory, and boosts immunity. Just wondering what your thoughts were on that and if it was worth buying and trying. Thanks so much.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've heard of it, and, you know, thanks for pointing it out to me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's enlightening to me to hear about something new, but sometimes it's a bad sign, because if it hasn't emerged on my radar screen, chances are there haven't been a lot of really legitimate studies on it, you know, by contrast with urolithin A that we talked about last hour in the product MitoPure. They're actually very highly visible, highly ranked medical journals, high impact journals that have published articles about the potential application of this postbiotic derived from pomegranate and other vegetables and nuts. So with this, you know, all I could find when I looked this up, and, you know, since this is a recorded call, I got to see, you know, what's the question. So, you know, I'm not answering this cold. I looked high and low for any evidence that avocado leaves had any special properties, or that there were any studies on avocado leaves, or that there's any plausibility at all for taking avocado leaf tea, other than the fact that avocado leaves apparently are very high in quercetin. So, you know, maybe as a source of quercetin. Quercetin is an antihistamine. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a beneficial polyphenol. It may even have antiviral potential. But there are many other sources, dietary sources of quercetin. I think that capers are actually one of the highest quercetin foods around. Some people like capers on their salmon or in their salads. So I'm thinking that this is one of these things that's kind of hyped up and does not necessarily rest on a sound foundation of scientific evidence. Folks, we all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect to reach new levels of calm and contentment. So check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collections, crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I think CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, and their reserve collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, which are rich and bold for when intense support is needed. So if you want to enjoy a deeper CBD experience, try Plus CBD's reserve collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's reserve collection. All right, on the folate front, you know, there's two forms of folic acid, sometimes referred to as vitamin B4, but more often folic acid is the synthetic form, and folate is what you find in foliage, green leafy vegetables and plants. And folate is the natural form. Folic acid is the synthetic form. Many foods are fortified with folic acid. Cheap vitamins contain folic acid. So there is some concern. Some studies have suggested that maybe if you have cancer, not a good idea to take this particular B vitamin, because it could stoke the cancer. You know, cancer cells require nutrients. Maybe the folic acid is like a growth factor for cancer. Big study. And what they found basically is that they looked at people who had the potential for highly invasive cancers of the colon. And they found that only rarely was folate a problem. Folate, less of a problem, interestingly, than synthetic folic acid. Folate, mostly good, and in fact, protective against cancer. We know that methylation is important both for cancer promotion, but more importantly, for cancer suppression. There are tumor suppressor genes which require methylation, and with inadequate methylation, you might be more likely to get cancer. So, basically, folate vindicated. I prefer the 5-methylfolate form for most of my patients rather than cheap synthetic folic acid. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take a call, one of our recorded questions about stomach problems.
I would like some help with long-term motility stomach colon issues. Thank you.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Motility. Sounds like motion, right? And so when we're talking about gastrointestinal motility, you know, one of the most fascinating things I saw when I was a medical student is we, you know, had a surgery rotation, and they just, you know, open up the skin of the abdomen and peer inside the abdomen, and you could see peristalsis. You could see kind of like a worm-like undulation of the intestines in a live patient. And this was peristalsis, and it has to do with motility. And it generally pushes things down, right? Because that's the direction you want to go. You want to go from the mouth to the anus, you know, past all the sites of absorption, and that is motility. And for various reasons, some people have accelerated motility, you know, which can cause, diarrhea. Other people have, probably the predominance of people have, impaired motility. And the impaired motility can occur in the colon, you know, where it can cause constipation, but it could also occur in the stomach. And you can get what's called gastroparesis. Gastro, stomach. Paresis, sounds like paralysis. You actually get a paralysis of the stomach, so the food basically sits in your craw and doesn't move down. And the symptoms of that can be bloating. They can also include reflux, because, you know, food doesn't move down. It's, you know, what doesn't go down must come up, and then you, you know, burp and belch and, you know, have acid reflux. And the problem with this is that it has to do with the nerves. It also is kind of a complex ballet of, things like cholecystokinin and, various hormones that are released in the gastrointestinal tract, vasoactive peptide, and thing, a contribution from the pancreas, the liver. It's a kind of a complicated ballet that's hooked up to the vagus nerve. And it's actually a nut that medicine hasn't really cracked. Because, they tried some pro-motility agents, and some of them have some pretty bad side effects. When it comes to promoting motility, there are some natural things that help. One of my favorites is an old-fashioned concoction from Europe. It's been around for a really long time, since the, early mid-20th century. It's called Iberogast, I-B-E-R-O. G-A-S-T, and it's a combination of herbs that actually promotes motility in a good way, I've actually noticed that things like this can work for me, because once in a while, maybe every year or two, I get a kind of a stomach ache, which is usually associated with stress, like I'm running around in an airport or something like that, trying to make a plane, and all of a sudden, I just feel really full. And then, then it's time for lunch, it's time for dinner, and I have no appetite whatsoever. And what I'll do is I will, if I'm in a place, in a restaurant or near a bar, I'll ask for something called Angostura bitters, which is a common thing that you mix in drinks like, Manhattans, old-fashioned cocktails. And the bitters actually help promote motility. And within, 20 minutes of drinking that, my stomach is clear, my appetite is returned, and it's all good. So, yeah, there's some natural things that can be helpful. You can also look for some things on Fullscript at my dear Hoffman store. Just put in motility, and you'll find some offerings there of herbal things that can promote motility. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. When we return, we'll talk about toxic tampons and the risk of loneliness. Loneliness is a major, maybe loneliness is the new smoking. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned a lot about how to keep long-lasting relationships with clients, especially if you bond in time and stuff like that. I wanted to ask how you manage a work-life balance with a family business.
Badly. I wouldn't say I'm a workaholic, but I've really been focused on growing the business for my whole time running the business. Mm-hmm. I'm very bad at relaxing, so I have to admit that.
Tien, are you good at relaxing or bad at relaxing?
I think I'm stressed out all the time.
So what do you do to help your stress?
I like to journal and...
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. This item, toxic tampons. You know, tampons are, you know, they're industrially processed, and they're made from paper, which is often recycled. And, you know, maybe there are all kinds of chemicals that are used in the processing. And what's worse is when you recycle stuff, maybe you've got residual amounts of things that are from the environment. And so you put them down under, you know, where the skin is sensitive, and we know that the genital region, the vagina, is actually an absorptive surface. You know, just as rectal suppositories, one way of delivering medication, inserting something in the vagina, you get absorption into the bloodstream and also adjacent organs like the uterus and the ovaries, where there actually have been studies that show that, for example, talc is implicated in the causation of ovarian cancer. Big lawsuits and, you know, giant class action settlements around that issue with Johnson & Johnson. So tampons recently investigated in a study. I like the terminology here because they don't talk about women anymore. They say between 52 to 86% of people who menstruate in the United States. That's, hey, it's a new world. They call it politically correct. Between 52 to 86% of people who menstruate in the United States use tampons. Cotton and or rayon viscose plugs to absorb menstrual blood in the vagina. Well, it turns out that tampons may contain metals from agricultural or manufacturing processes which can be absorbed by the vagina's highly absorptive tissue, resulting in systemic exposure. But in the proposal for the study, to our knowledge, no previous studies have measured metals in tampons. So the researchers evaluated the concentrations of 16 metals in 30 tampons sampled from 14 tampon brands and 18 different product lines and compared the concentrations by tampon characteristics. I guess maybe somewhere there's a rating of, you know, your tampon brand. They used mass spec to determine concentration of arsenic, barium, calcium, cadmium, cobalt, chromium, copper, iron, manganese, mercury, nickel, lead, selenium, strontium, vanadium, and zinc. And by the way, some of these things are not hard, you know, like zinc. Almost massive amounts, not a problem. You know, but there's some baddies here. Cadmium, mercury, lead, nickel. Well, here are the results. We found measurable concentrations of all 16 metals assessed. So what they found was metal concentrations differ by region, U.S. versus EU versus United Kingdom, by organic versus non-organic material. Most metals differed by organic status. Lead concentrations were higher in non-organic tampons, but unfortunately arsenic was higher in organic tampons. Yeah, you want arsenic where the sun don't shine? Maybe not such a good idea. So the conclusion is that tampon use is a potential source of metal exposure, and the researchers detected all 16 metals in at least one sampled tampon, including some toxic metals like lead that has, quote, no safe exposure level. In other words, you could say, well, the very, very low levels of safe. There's no safe level for lead. You just do not want to introduce lead anyway, anyhow, into your body. They say the future research is needed to determine whether metals can leach out of tampons and cross the vaginal epithelium into the systemic circulation. So they're not entirely sure that these metals actually traverse the lining of the vagina and get into systemic circulation. But, hey, concerning results. And also, you know, previous studies have outlined the potential for chemicals like formaldehyde and other toxic chemicals to be in feminine hygiene products. So kind of an alarming finding. This item, you know, in my 40-year history of broadcasting, I've never endorsed a weight loss product. Those of you who followed me over my career, you know that this is unprecedented because most don't deliver. That is until now. And I'm now convinced that the science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can actually support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, which is called Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including famous GLP-1, which you've heard about in the context of these weight loss drugs that are injectable, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. I've read the studies, and they're credible. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters, most importantly. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and to order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our recorded questions.
How much protein should be consumed per each meal?
Okay. It's very interesting that you asked that because literally I just got finished listening to a very extensive podcast with Dr. Gabriel Lyon, who is an expert on muscle metabolism and an advocate for exercise, but also adequate dietary protein to maintain muscle mass. And this is not just to look awesome, and it's not just to be, you know, physically fit, because we know that as people age, they become weaker, they lose balance, their lower extremities don't hold their body weight, they become ungainly, and they fall. It's also about the fact that muscle is very important as a regulator of many of the body's processes. It's very important for regulating blood sugar. The more muscle you have, the more likely you are to have a smooth insulin response and avoidance of ups and downs of blood sugar. It is also important for brain function. When you exercise, muscles generate a growth factor for brain, which is called BDNF. And there's also evidence that it affects multiple pathways, including immunity. So you got to have adequate muscle. As you age, muscle declines. So the solution is to do resistance training. I think aerobic training has a role to play for cardiovascular fitness, but most people aren't doing enough resistance training, particularly older individuals. I make sure that I do two or three sessions of resistance training every week, in addition to cycling and swimming and running. I used to do more, you know, just aerobic stuff, but now I'm paying more attention to keeping my muscle reserve as I progress chronologically down that aging pathway. But also to get adequate protein, because without adequate protein, exercise can't do its job to sustain muscle function and metabolism. So Dr. Lyon recommends that people consume roughly a gram of protein for each pound of weight. So for me, that would be like 165 grams of protein. And, you know, you can do the translation to ounces via a convenient table. But most people are consuming far less. And, in fact, I wrote an article about this a few weeks back, that the RDAs, the recommended dietary allowance for protein, is set extremely low. I mean, basically low enough to prevent serious muscle decline or malnutrition. But when it comes to optimizing muscle, telling women to consume 60 or 70 grams of protein per day when they weigh 150 pounds is way less than they need. And so we now, according to some of the latest findings, and you can also read Dr. Gabriel Lyon's book, Forever Strong, which kind of lays this out. I recommend it highly. She recommends a gram of protein for each pound of body weight. Also, the timing of it is important, because let's say, you know, you're in a hurry in the morning and, you know, you have like a croissant or something like that, or you have a, you know, bowl of fruit, maybe with a little splash of yogurt on top or milk, you know, a dry cereal. And then at lunch, you're in a hurry, so you have a salad, you know, maybe with a little, you know, little turkey on it or something like that. You know, that's not a lot of protein. And then you know, get home and it's the big meal of the day, you're relaxed, and you have like a 22-ounce sirloin steak, which roughly gives you about 150 grams of protein. And it's hard to imagine that, you know, a small elderly individual can consume a 22-ounce porterhouse steak. But just hypothetically, you put all that protein at one point, and it's less efficient than dividing that protein over the day. And she suggests that you consume high-quality protein at a level of 30 grams or more at least twice a day, and preferably three times a day, because, you know, if I'm 165 pounds, 30 plus 30 is just 60, and I need to consume another 100 grams of protein at various other times during the day. So she believes that the threshold for optimal muscle support is around 30 grams per meal, and therefore you should distribute your protein throughout the day. So that it's not backloaded or front-loaded. You know, I have a huge breakfast and then eat lightly through the day. Also, you know, the implication of that is that, you know, we talk a lot about time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting or the 5-2 plan, where some days you eat very little in terms of calories. And you can lose weight that way, you know, get rid of excess fat. But it also offers you less of a window for consuming adequate protein. So some people who have been fans of time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting, especially as they get older, and their poaching requirements may actually increase, they have abandoned those practices to make sure that they get adequate protein throughout the day. All right, 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine in just a moment.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%. Cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
College-bound students who suffer from allergies or asthma face an additional challenge as they head to school, keeping their symptoms under control. Dr. Galen Marshall is the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Students who are moving will need to adapt to dorm living and perhaps a new climate. And if mom and dad has always handled appointments or picked up prescriptions, it's time for the almost freshman to take over and to work with their allergist to make an action plan.
What else should students do?
They should find out what the campus health service provides and possibly find a local allergist. Students with food allergies should confirm any special accommodations they might need. Beyond that, they should take steps to keep their dorm room free of allergens and make sure their roommates know how to recognize and handle a severe allergic reaction.
Learn more at ACAAI.org. That's ACAAI.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been a key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Loneliness is now considered a risk factor that may be equivalent in its impact to smoking.
Yeah.
According to the latest research, loneliness increases the risk of age-related memory loss. The study examined middle-aged and older adults over 6 years. And let's distinguish between social isolation and loneliness. Social isolation is an objective fact. If you are socially isolated, if you're fearful about going out because of COVID, or you suffer from immobility, or if you lack a friends and family network, you may be socially isolated. It's ascertainable as an objective fact. Loneliness is a subjective emotion. They are not the same. If you think of a Venn diagram, where the intersection is socially isolated people who feel lonely in the middle, on the left you might find some people who are socially isolated, but they prefer it that way. They're introverts. They're loners. They're very happy avoiding the throngs of people, the false friends that somehow may besiege them with demands and requests, and they're okay with that. And they're not subjectively experiencing loneliness. On the other hand, there are people who are lonely who are not even socially isolated. How can that possibly be? A famous book in, I guess, with the 1950s, The Lonely Crowd, basically saying that people's relationships somehow did not preclude the possibility that people would experience loneliness and isolation amidst a crowd of people. So the two are actually not the same. Here's what they found. As we expected, people who are both socially isolated and lonely had the greatest decline in memory, which intensified over the 6 years. We were surprised to find that loneliness alone had the second greatest impact on memory, even though so many studies report on the dangers of social isolation without considering loneliness. So this, it's more like the subjective experience rather than the social isolation itself. Those who aren't lonely but who are socially isolated may be stimulating their mental capacity with solo activities. They're reading, playing games, engaging in hobbies that improve memory and stimulate the brain despite not engaging in social interactions. So, yeah, there you have it, the latest on loneliness. Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you can turn back the clock on aging? Well, we talked earlier about something that's helpful for the mitochondria. Here's another, and I like to team it with urolithin A. It's NT factor lipids. It's the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's been around for a while. I've been taking it for decades. NT factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% in studies, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT factor for years, and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And we have time for a final call, 877-726-8255, gets you through, and you can record a question like this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi. My question is, I have a lot of arthritic spurring in my spine, in my cervical spine, thoracic and lumbars, and I'm wondering if there's any recommendations you have to find a way for the body to eliminate the architectural changes that are occurring in my spine.
Okay, so let's consider that. If you look at the typical spine of someone who's 50 or 60 or 70, you will see spurring. You will see changes. You can almost predict the age of a person by looking at a spinal x-ray the way that you can predict the age of a tree by counting the rings. And there is a disconnect between the appearance of the spine and the amount of pain and discomfort that people experience. So I think one of the problems with imaging is to convince people that they're up the river without a paddle, that they have a lot of spurring, that they have, you know, disc compression, that they have all kinds of anomalies that convince them that the pain they experience is structural, and the only way to fix it is with some radical back surgery. And in some cases that is true, is if you have really bad arthritis of the spine, you know, you're going to be in pain, and you're going to have restricted mobility. But it's also about the supporting structures, the core, and your flexibility. And so practices like yoga and core training, strengthening your abdominal and back muscles can help to alleviate pain ultimately. And so physical therapy can be an answer. When it comes to supplements that melt away the spurs, that's a tall order. I'm not sure that that is something that is in the realm of possibility for nutritional supplements, but there are anti-inflammatory things. You can take curcumin, boswellin, the variety of things that can be taken that can help this to alleviate the inflammation. Fish oil, too, has been shown to be helpful for back pain. And for the spasm associated with it, magnesium can be helpful. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I just want to mention some things. If you go to drhoffman.com, that is the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine. You can also shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on X. We have podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. All these resources are free to you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine. So take advantage of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have yourselves a great weekend. Be safe and healthy.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Harris will seek the Democratic nomination to replace President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In her first public statement since Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race, the vice president said she is honored to have the president's endorsement, and her intention is to earn and win this nomination. Harris described Biden's decision as a selfless and patriotic act, putting the American people and the country above everything else, she said. Former President Clinton also endorsed Harris. However, former President Obama did not. He said Democrats will be creating a process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports a Salt Lake City wildfire prompts mandatory evacuations uphill from Utah State Capitol.
Salt Lake City firefighters battle a wildfire, forcing people living uphill from Utah State Capitol to evacuate. Crews on the ground with hoses, airplanes spray flame retardant, helicopters drop water. Fire Chief Bob Silverthorne says the blaze began Saturday. Weather is a factor.
We've got, you know, wind coming out of the south. Well, that's great, but also with the topography, it's kind of tricky, and how the pressure, the barometric pressure changes, it also has an effect on where fire goes. But with the heat, as well as the wind direction and just the temperatures out here and the fuel moisture, kind of a recipe that we could have a quickly running fire.
The Utah Fire Info website lists the blaze as human caused. It's under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of heat-related deaths in Texas is rising among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl. The toll of storm fatalities is up to at least 23, and half of those are due to heat. It took more than a week to restore power for many Houston area residents. News and analysis at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
A controversial innovation could be coming to America's pastime.
Major League Baseball could test robot umpires as part of the challenge system in spring training next year, which could lead to regular season use in 2026. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the sport has made material progress during testing at AAA, the highest minor league level. Speaking to the Baseball Writers Association of America, Manfred said a spring training test would be needed a year before the system is adopted at the big league level. John Scott reporting.
Businesses from airlines to hospitals have been grappling with a faulty software update that caused technological havoc worldwide Friday. The breadth of the outages highlighted the fragility of a digitized world depending on a few providers for key computing services. But the problem appeared to divide those affected to the haves and haves not. Major customers Microsoft and CrowdStrike are still grappling with the issue. Breaking news at townhall.com. A European Union could and has ruled TikTok owner ByteDance cannot avoid the bloc's crackdown on digital giants.
The judges say the video sharing platform falls under a new law that also covers Apple, Google, and Microsoft. The EU's general court rejecting ByteDance's legal challenge against being classed as an online gatekeeper that has to comply with additional obligations under the 27-nation bloc's Digital Markets Act. TikTok says it is disappointed but notes it's already taken measures to comply with the DMA. Jason Walker reporting.
The news of President Biden abandoning his race for re-election led news outlets to scramble on a summer Sunday afternoon. It had been intensely a visual week of news and politics, from the assassination attempt to the four-day television show of the Republican National Convention, and all the news went digital. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back with everyone here. And as always, hopefully I can impart some great information that people will find valuable.
Absolutely. We are heard all around the country. And Ben, I'm not sure if you, we've talked here recently. We're newly in Anchorage, Alaska, so we may have to go up there, buy some houses in Anchorage, and then we added 6 stations in New York here very recently. So the list is growing, and we're all over the place, so really excited about that. If you want to reach out to Ben and the great team at Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the phone number. Be sure to write it down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. Anywhere in the country, call that number. You'll reach Ben. And if you want to go online, it's an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's remind the listeners of exactly what you offer as far as the service that, and the way that you're able to help your clients.
Sure, Steve. What I and others have referred to is my company with buying houses in as-is condition, on the date of a seller's choice, in any condition, allowing a seller to move kind of when they want to, whether it's right away or staying in the house for 30, 60, 90 days, we're basically an easy button to sell a house.
Okay.
So if a person wants to avoid some or all of the challenges that can come with selling a house in a traditional manner and value those benefits we offer, then we can be a great solution for selling a house, especially when a person is transitioning to a senior living community or mm-hmm. facility. We can make that process much easier by what we can help the seller with.
Okay. And so you can buy someone's house in as-is condition. And I want to unpack that a little bit more here in a little bit. But let's talk about the timing of trying to sell your house while at the same time you're wanting to move into a senior care community. You need to move into memory care. Maybe you want to downsize. You move into independent living apartment, maybe an assisted living apartment, maybe even long-term care. That can get a little bit tricky.
That's correct. And that's that catch-22 is what a lot of people that we work with and we can help overcome are dealing with that contact us. If there's one side in that, obviously the real estate market is still very good right now.
Yeah.
But one of the fears is if a person sells a house, they're going to have to move if it's a traditional sale to a traditional buyer. And a lot of communities have wait lists. And so where do you go for the time between selling a house and moving to where you really want to get to? On the other hand, if a house needs a lot of work, if maybe it's a hoarder house, there's a lot of stuff in the house.
Yep.
And maybe the family is out of the area where the parent or loved one is with the house, so they don't want to move into a senior community and leave a vacant house sitting there with who knows what will happen after that.
Yep.
And so in both of those situations, we can buy the house, but give the seller whatever leeway or flexibility they need or want to move when they want to. And in conjunction with that, take the things that they want to take with them, leave the things that they don't care about. We can make, we can facilitate contacting the auction companies or the estate sale companies mm-hmm. to monetize the items in the house the best we can. And whatever doesn't sell or they don't want to move with them, we can just take care of when we buy the house.
Okay.
So we can solve all of those issues for a family. And again, to some families, those aren't of value, but to some other families, they're of great value. And those are the individuals that we can provide a service to.
Well, and it's like anything else. It's not the perfect fit for everyone, but it is the perfect fit for a lot of folks. So let's say your parent, your elderly loved one, has lived in this house for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We all accumulate stuff, and sometimes a lot of stuff, and I'm not a hoarder. Now, my wife might disagree with that, but you have stuff that you accumulate, and you're not ready to throw away, or maybe you don't want to throw away, and so you have stuff, and if you're leaning a little toward that aggressive collector type of a person, like my grandpa, you know, loved him to pieces, still love him, I don't know if he was a legitimate hoarder, but he was in the neighborhood. And so, you know, when we went over to clean out their house, when we were ready to sell the house, there was a lot of stuff. And I'll tell you what, if I would have known about home downsizing solutions, now this is a long time ago before I met you, mm-hmm. That's the first number I would have called.
Well, that would have been great because we certainly could have helped you in that situation, and that's the exact type of person that we help and have helped for 25 plus years at this point. So yes, anything that we can do to make the transition to a new home, apartment, or senior living community as easy, and obviously we can't remove all the stress because we all know that there's a lot of stress making that transition, but at least we can take a lot of the stress that comes with the house and the real estate off the plate of the family.
Okay, and so let's say that someone, it's my understanding that some of the estate sale and auction companies, they're looking for a certain dollar amount of stuff that they can sell, and then they get their commission off of that for their work, and anything less than some sort of a threshold, they're going to turn away and not really want to deal with that. What do you do in the situation where someone has a house, they're wanting to sell it as is for cash, they want the convenience of all of that, but they have stuff in the house, they don't want to deal with it. And it's not enough stuff to get the attention of a local company that can deal with the stuff. How would you address that situation?
If they still have what I would term good stuff, they just don't have what an estate sale company or auction company would call enough to make it worth their while.
Mm-hmm.
We can still maybe assist the estate sale or auction company in making it worth their while to come in and monetize those things so that we can maximize value for the family. And again, after the sale, then if there are things left in the house that normally the family would have to pay to remove, then that's part of our service, is we buy the house with anything left in it. So we still can kind of accommodate those situations and make it worthwhile to still monetize those items the best we can, or line up a charity that the family wants to donate some things to.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the best we can to accommodate all those situations.
All right. What are some of the examples of where you can help a client by purchasing their house as is?
Just one example, I guess, a very common thing is if a person, as you mentioned earlier, if a person has or family has lived in the house for 20, 30, 40 years, and literally we've ran into situations where the floor coverings are still 20, 30 years old.
You've got the green shag carpet.
You have the green shag carpet.
Yeah.
We have the pink plastic tiles in the bathroom on the walls. And understandably, if a person's in a house and they're comfortable, why spend a lot of money on it?
Yeah.
But certainly for resale purposes, most buyers are going to be looking for something not quite that dated.
Yeah.
And so we can certainly come in, buy the house, and if they've been there for 20, 30, 40 years, like you mentioned, they probably collected a lot of stuff that they don't need or use anymore, and we can take care of that without the family having to worry about that in any way.
All right. If that is resonating with you, if you're like, now, wait a minute. We have this house. We're getting ready to move, Mom. Maybe Mom has already moved, and you're like, okay, what are we going to do with this house? She's lived in it for 30 or 40 years. You're overwhelmed. Maybe you live out of town, and you would appreciate a service that would come in and just take care of this and just literally just send you the check or send you the money. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And you can also go online, homedownsizing.com. And we'll have more with Ben coming up here in just a moment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can sell a house as is, even if it has foundation and roof issues. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800.
913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can sell a house as is, even if it has foundation and roof issues. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... the answer is true. Is that right, Ben?
That is absolutely correct.
It's kind of qualified, though, I think.
It is. And I think that's a good question, because especially if a house has a roof that has been on there for a while, when a traditional buyer goes to purchase a house, they typically always want to get a loan, which is understandable.
Sure.
But one of the underwriting processes, or in the process of underwriting that loan, the appraiser will go out and they will identify potential deficiencies of the house. And so if a house has a roof that, depending on the lender and depending on the insurance company, if it has less than a five-year, what they term a five-year life expectancy of that roof, they will not insure that roof, or they will not write the loan on the roof. Same thing for a foundation. If the foundation has some issues with it, some deficiencies to it, the insurance company may not insure that house, or the lender may not lend money on a house unless certain things are done to stabilize or correct those issues.
So that's why my insurance agent asked me when we got our new roof replaced, or when they replaced the roof with the new roof, so, because
correct.
They're doing some calculation to make sure it has at least 5 years of life expectancy. I learned something new today.
Well, that's great. I'm glad I was able to bring that here today.
Yeah.
But again, there's different companies have different levels of scrutiny, but since a lot of the loans are written to guidelines so that they can sell the loans on the secondary market or be insured by the government, there's a lot of similarities to them. But the bottom line is the property has to be in a condition or a state of condition good enough for the lender to lend on the property and the insurance company to insure that property. Otherwise, they're not going to do that. And so if a person wants to sell a house in its as-is condition when it has those deficiencies to it, then you need a cash buyer for the most part, or a cash buyer is about the only option. Mm-hmm. And so that's why a company like Home Downsizing Solutions we can buy houses like that because we don't count on going to a bank for a loan. We have access to cash, mm-hmm. and we don't need to worry about pleasing a lender or a third party with the type of house that we buy. That's why we specialize in working with houses that need things.
Well, and if you think about it, it actually makes sense that the bank wants to make sure that your roof is, you know, has at least 5 years left and some of the other issues that they look at, because they technically own that house. I mean, you're paying it back over a 10, 15, 30 year period of time, but they own the house. So they're not going to buy something that it's going to drastically fall in value or needs a lot of repair, because that's just not the business they're in.
Correct. And especially if it's a loan where it's a 95 or 97% loan, which, again, there's still a lot of them out there, even after 2008 happened. There's still plenty of loans out there for first-time home buyers and others that require a very small percent down. And so the lenders know that if the buyer or owner of the house, or soon-to-be owner of the house, can barely make the down payment, but if something major goes wrong with it, they're going to immediately have a financial hiccup. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lend on a situation like that, understandably. So they try and mitigate those issues so that they don't happen.
And especially when the bank then tries to package that loan and that property with some other properties and try to sell it to another lender, you have to have some quality there. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to resell it.
That's correct. All of that goes into play with that.
How are the mortgages doing these days? I've been reading some information in social media. I'm friends with a lot of lenders and people who are in the mortgage business and that sort of thing. And they're talking about some of the rates are starting to come down or at least level off. Do we have some? Is there sun on the horizon?
I have to admit I haven't looked this week. From what I know from very recently, I guess. I think we're in the high sixes as far as like a 30-year traditional mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have come off the 7% for great credit individuals.
Yeah.
But they're still very close to 7%, and so they haven't come down much from the recent highs, I guess is what I would say.
Okay. All right. And there's still, you know, there's still a lack of inventory on the market, which means that the real estate market is still really hot. But if you have a house and you or your loved one, if you've lived in that for 20, 30, 40 years, and we have the green shag carpet, and we have the gold appliances and the pink bathrooms and that sort of thing, nothing wrong with that, but you're going to have a really tough time trying to sell that on the retail market for this top value. If you're looking to move, you want the convenience, you want to sell the home as is for cash and just walk away, I would reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, how long does it take? So let's just say that someone says, you know what, this sounds like this really makes sense. I'm interested in that. They give you a call. What's the process, and how long does this take to turn around?
Sure. The process is basically if a person talks to us, contacts us on the phone or fills out one of the forms on the website, we would have a short conversation about some basics about the house, about their situation, about what they want to accomplish with the sale of the house so that I can understand how we can best help them in regards to the real estate. And then we would come out, take a look at the house, inspect it. And if we were able to do our research ahead of time mm-hmm. before that appointment to get a good idea of what the values are in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
then we should be able to provide an offer when we are at the house.
Okay.
And assuming a person likes our offer, then we would take we would sign a purchase agreement, the initial paperwork. We would take that to the title company. We take care of all that. The seller doesn't need to worry about anything at that point.
Okay.
And as soon as the title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, we can close. It doesn't mean a person has to move again that quickly.
Sure.
But usually within a week or less, depending on what a seller wants to see happen, we can close right away, and that way the seller knows that the house is sold, and they can work on the other things that they need to worry about with their transition to their next
yep.
home or apartment and not worry about anything else with the house at that point.
So once you kind of check all the boxes, clear all the hurdles, and go through the whole process, which you handle, the person owning the house does not handle that, you handle all of that, then is the the proceeds that the money, is that wired into their account, or is there a check involved? How does that work?
We wire funds to the title company at closing.
Okay, okay.
And then because they're the third party, kind of a neutral party, to make sure both sides get what they are supposed to be getting.
Gotcha.
And then the title company can wire the funds to the seller's account the same day. So they will have immediate access to the funds.
So you can turn this around very quickly if needed, but I think the key is if you need to stay in the house a little longer, you can do that and work that out with Ben Socek, owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Great information as always.
Thank you, Steve, for letting me be here. And again, hopefully the listeners receive some value from me being here today. If I can help them, please let me know.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful, always Marine.
Next time anyone says Bidenomics is working, here's what you tell them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 30% of all tax revenue in June went to paying off interest on our national debt. We spent more on interest than Social Security, Health and Human Services, and our own national security. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here and talk about long-term care insurance. And I know that not enough people own long-term care insurance. And let me just say this. I don't think that long-term care insurance is an option any longer. The cost of senior care is skyrocketing right along with everything else. Why wouldn't it, right? So it's getting so expensive that I just don't think this is an option anymore. And I've met so many people, I don't know, I don't want to buy long-term care insurance. I mean, what if I don't use it? Well, let me give you a statistic. Over 70% of us, it may be closer to 75, depends on what research you look at, but at least 70% of us will need, require, and pay for long-term care at some point in our lives. So if you buy a long-term care insurance policy and you don't ever use it, congratulations, you just won the lottery. You're very, very, very fortunate. Now, the long-term care insurance industry is actually pretty smart because so many people say, well, what if I don't use it? I'm paying, you know, X dollars a month for this coverage, and what if I don't use it? So now they are combining these policies with a life insurance benefit. I was going to say an insurance benefit. It's a life insurance benefit so that if you need the long-term care, it will pay out as ordered, as in the contract, whatever policy you signed up for, it'll pay out. If you never use it and then you pass away later on, then your beneficiaries will receive a lump sum amount, like just it's life insurance at that point. So you haven't thrown your money away. You have received something for your premium. So let's start to break this down. Long-term care insurance policies pay for senior care. All right, so they're going to pay for home care, they're going to pay for assisted living, and of course they're going to pay for a nursing home or a long-term care community. All right, so that they're going to pay for all those sort of things. And let me just start to break this down here. So you have a few very, very important features of this policy that will make up your benefit. So this, first of all, there's something called an elimination period. And I don't know who made up elimination period. I don't know why they didn't call it a deductible. But the most common elimination period that I tend to see is 90 days. And that just means that for the first 90 days, you pay out of your pocket. And then on day 91 moving forward, then the long-term care insurance policy will start paying its daily benefit. Now, you can have a 30-day elimination period or a 60-day or
a 0-day elimination period, but what that would do is just increase your premium. So you can have a 180-day elimination period, and that would decrease your premium. So it's just like any other deductible, right? It works exactly the same way. The most common one, again, I see is 90 days. And then you have a daily benefit. And what that means is it will pay out X dollars per day. So I used to, this is the skyrocketing cost part. I used to recommend $200 a day, but that's when a nursing home was $6,000 a month. Then I used to recommend $250 a day benefit. That's when nursing homes were $7,500 a month. Now I'm recommending, if you can, I'm recommending a $300 per day benefit. And guess why? Because that will pay, at a majority of places, that will pay for your stay in a long-term care community, because it's around $9,000 a month now. I know, that's expensive, right? So now, if you have some funds and you can pay some towards your cost of care, maybe you can kick in $100 a day, and then maybe in combination with a long-term care insurance policy that would pay like $200 a day, you can cover it that way. So you can adjust this depending on your means. But if you want to be fully covered, I would recommend a $300 a day benefit. And then the term, I would recommend a 5-year term. And here's why. The average length of stay in assisted living is 2.5 years. And again, it depends on which report you look at and what research. That's about 2.5 years. The average length of stay in long-term care, also known as a nursing home, is, guess what? About 2.5 years. So you put both of those together, and there is your 5-year term. Longer, I think if you could get one that has longer period, you know, six years, 8 years, whatever you want, okay, whatever you can afford, that makes it more expensive, okay? But I would recommend a 5-year term. That will cover you for kind of the statistical averages. And then this is not a, oh, it would be nice to have. Again, in my opinion, this is a got to have. You got to have an inflation rider on your policy. And what that means, typically it's a 5% inflation rider, which means that your $300 a day benefit every year bumps up 5%. 5% every year. Because if you own this policy for 15 or 20 years, that rate's going to double, and your policy would have kept up with the rising cost of senior care. Guess what the average cost increase is for most senior care communities? 3 to 5%. Recently, because of this out-of-control inflation, thank you very much, that we've all been suffering under, I've seen some 8 and 10 and even 15% increases because they had to catch up, had to cover their costs. Their costs were going crazy for everything, literally everything, and they had to raise it. Typically, though, you're going to see 3 to 5%. So if you have that 5% inflation rider 20 years later, you're still going to be able to pay for that long-term care, cost of care, or assisted living. Now, your policy, and this isn't a trivial thing, okay? And I just want to spend a couple of minutes on this. And you'll thank me later for this. Your policy must be a state partnership plan. Let me explain that. And hopefully I don't lose you here. Numbers on radio, sometimes they just doesn't work too well. Let's try it. Let's say your long-term care insurance policy pays out $200,000 for your care over a period of time. Okay, and then after that period of time, you need care at the nursing home level, at that long-term care level of care, and you've already used up all of the benefits of your long-term care insurance policy, and now let's say you're out of money and you need to qualify for Medicaid. Okay, this is a very common situation. Listen closely. If your long-term care insurance policy is not a state partnership plan, you'll have to spend down your liquid assets to, and I'll just give you a couple of examples, down to $2,000 in the state of Kansas, down to $5,000 in the state of Missouri, and most other states that I've looked into and researched, they're somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, you're broke. You're literally almost out of money, and then you qualify for Medicaid. So if your plan is not a state partnership plan, and, for example, you live in Kansas, you spend your liquid assets down to $2,000, you qualify for Medicaid. Okay? If your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan, guess what your spend-down amount is? Your spend-down amount of money that you can keep, all right, so without, you can keep $2,000 in Kansas. Now, you qualify for Medicaid, you can keep $202,000 in this example. Because by investing in a long-term care insurance policy, you have essentially protected, in this example, $200,000 of assets. So the state's saying, wait a minute now, if you wouldn't have had that $200,000 of coverage, we would have had to pay that $200,000 through Medicaid. So we'd like to say thank you very much. And because of that, let's say you have $300,000 of liquid assets. You don't have to spend that down to $2,000 to qualify for Medicaid. You can spend it down to $202,000. And therefore, you have protected, in this example, $200,000 of assets that you can leave to your family or use in any way that you want. How about that? So, make sure your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan. And if it's confusing, just ask your insurance agent for it. You will thank me later. All right. Have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we have to ask, how close did America come to an inflection point from which she could never recover?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's small, round, mounts to the ceiling, and kind of looks like a smoke detector. But the Omada BE11000 doesn't detect smoke, it detects your weak Wi-Fi and boosts it to give you super strong Wi-Fi where you need it. And here's some of the great features. First of all, it's Wi-Fi 7 compatible, Wi-Fi 7 being the new standard in state-of-the-art Wi-Fi. The BE11000 is super fast and has higher capacity for all those demanding devices. It provides lower latency and higher network reliability. And you can really make your Wi-Fi strong with a wired 10 gigabyte Ethernet port. It's got boosted network security and integrates seamlessly into an existing Omada mesh Wi-Fi system. Check out the Omada BE11000 and your Wi-Fi 7 options at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, and just to put an exclamation point on that last segment. Oh, Steve, I don't want to invest in this policy, and it's just money. I don't know if I want to spend it. Blah blah blah. And this long-term care insurance stuff. Well, let's say you spend $2,000 a year, and you invest it in your insurance policy for 20 years. Okay, that's $40,000, right? All right, so 2,000 times 20 is $40,000. And then let's say that you get the benefit of that policy spending, you know, paying out all of that money, a couple hundred thousand dollars. Then you're going to need Medicaid at some point in the future. You need long-term care. And you're able to hold on to $200,000 plus the normal state number of $2,000. So you're able to hold on to $202,000. Do you realize that you invested $40,000 to protect $200,000? And I don't know, if you do the math, I think that's a pretty good investment. So we'll have to ask my friend Bruce Glenn about that next week. So I'll have to run that by him. But I think any way you want to do that math, I think it's money well spent, and it's an excellent investment. And ultimately, it does protect your assets. All right, so I keep harping on this, but I also keep running into it. If you think you're going to have to move or need to move to a senior care community in the next 6 to 12 months, right now, and I mean right now, is the time to get out, do your homework, go through that search and selection process. Get your name on a wait list right now. And I know I've been harping on this and I just have to keep doing it, because I'm running into more and more and more places that have longer and longer and longer waiting lists. Typically, we'll see the highest waiting list
January through March, and then it drops off, tails down into the lowest demand during the summer. And this year, first time that I've seen this in over 20 years of operating senior care consulting, that demand has never started to decrease. In fact, I think it's increasing. So, I mean, we're past the halfway point of July, and it is not decreasing. I'm just seeing more and more and more places have waiting lists that are several months long. I contacted one place recently. They weren't in a big hurry to call me back, and now I know why. They're not in a big, they don't need any more business. Their waiting list is over a year long. It could be well over 12 months long. So I get this question all the time. How does a waiting list work? What are the rules in all of that? So here's how a waiting list works. So you get your name on the list, and sometimes they'll just add your name to the list. Sometimes they want a wait list deposit. They want to know that you are serious about being on the wait list. And some places might have like a $500 deposit. You might leave a check with them. A lot of times they'll just hold the check. It's refundable. If you should choose to not go there, or you go somewhere else, or for any reason you don't go there, they'll hand your check back, send it back, or shred it. And then some places will cash it and then just give you a refund. But the bottom line is you get your name on the wait list. And let's say you are like number five on the wait list, okay, just for example. You could be anywhere. And let's say you work your way up to number one, and they give you a call. And they say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we have an apartment available for you. Are you ready to move? What if you're not ready to move? I think that's the biggest question. What if we're not ready to move? Do we keep our spot on the list? Are we penalized and kicked down to the bottom of the list, number 20? Or how does that work? So at least in the Kansas City area, I know of only one place that would actually, maybe two places. I think the second place quit this. But I do know of at least one place that will penalize you. Oh, you dirty scoundrel. Oh, how dare you not take our place? We're going to penalize you and kick you to the bottom of the list. It could be forever. Calling you back. So that's just a way to put pressure on you, which is that's not the way to work a wait list. I'll just tell you that. Not how you're supposed to do it. Here's the traditional, normal way to work a wait list. You work your way up to number one. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, are you ready to move? No, we're not quite ready to move. We're closer, but we're not quite there. Please keep in touch and let us know as apartments become available. Okay, no problem. You sit right there. They call number two. Number two said, I'm sorry, but my dad passed away and we'll no longer need your services. We're very sorry to hear that. We'll take you off the list. They'll call number three. Number three said, we got tired of waiting on you guys. We moved somewhere else. Take us off your list. Okay. All right. Thank you. They'll call number four. Number four said, we ended up moving my mom out to Arizona where we've got, you know, a couple of my brothers living out there. Nice and warm, and mom's in Arizona now, so sorry, we forgot to call you. Yeah, go ahead and take our name off the list. All right, that's fine. Number five, this is what they do. They work their way down the list. Number five says, we'll take it. We want it. Thank you very much. So they got their apartment sooner than they expected, and this happens. This is very routine. Number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody moves up, but you set at number one. And then they will just keep calling you until the timing is right. They'll call you again in a month or two. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we have an apartment available. Are you ready to move? Would you like the apartment? Would you like to stop by and take a look at it? It's got a great view, et cetera, et cetera. It's a two-bedroom like you requested. Oh, that sounds great. We're closer. We're getting a lot closer. We're just not quite ready to move. Give us a call. We're probably going to take your next one, but give us a call next time around. And so, again, they call 2, 3, 4, 5. They call down the list until someone takes it, and everybody else moves up a little bit. So it just depends on the timing. So you could be pretty far down on a wait list, and if the timing works out where people above you aren't quite ready to move or they've chosen another place, et cetera, you could get a call much sooner than expected. I've seen this happen all the time. Then they end up calling you a month or two later.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden has withdrawn from the 2024 race 4 months before Election Day. White House correspondent Glenn Cleston reports.
After weeks of escalating pressure from fellow Democrats and party donors to step aside, the president is doing just that. In a letter posted online, Mr. Biden said, quote, "While it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." He is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for the top of the ticket, with Democrats set to hold their nominating convention 4 weeks from now. The president said he will stay in office for the remainder of his term and will speak to the nation later this week about his decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reacts to President Biden's decision to drop out of the race for the White House. Correspondent Ken Larmond has the details.
The speaker writes on X, quote, "The Democratic Party forced the Democratic nominee off the ballot just over 100 days before the election." He continued, quote, "Having invalidated the votes of more than 14 million Americans who selected Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee for president." Johnson finished his post saying, quote, "If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president. He must resign the office immediately. November 5 cannot arrive soon enough," end quote. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at townhall.com, businesses from airlines to hospitals have been grappling with a faulty software update that caused technological havoc worldwide on Friday. The breadth of the outages highlighted the fragility of a digitized world depending on a few providers for key computing services. Major customers of Microsoft and CrowdStrike are getting IT support to resolve the issues, but smaller businesses whose Windows PCs may have received the problematic update are struggling. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding, bird watching,
long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports the pilot of a skydiving plane is dead after crashing.
Officials say 26-year-old Melanie Georgia was the pilot who died when her skydiving plane crashed Saturday in Youngstown near Niagara Falls. Jeff Walker had just been on the previous skydiving flight.
A little weird that
why didn't it happen when I was up there? Why didn't it happen when we were all on the plane? So it was a little surreal.
The first time skydiver says everything seemed fine.
I don't know if she had an emergency. I don't know if something was wrong with the plane. There was nothing. The plane seemed normal when I was on it. I didn't hear anything abnormal when I was up there.
The FAA says the plane was a Cessna and is investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington later today, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A controversial innovation could be coming to America's pastime.
Major League Baseball could test robot umpires as part of a challenge system in spring training next year, which could lead to regular season use in 2026. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the sport has made material progress during testing at AAA, the highest minor league level. Speaking to the Baseball Writers Association of America, Manfred said a spring training test would be needed a year before the system is adopted at the big league level. John Scott reporting.
Xander Schauffele was the player who couldn't win a major at the start of the year. Now he has two of them. The 30-year-old California won the British Open with a masterpiece at Royal Troon. He played bogey-free for a 65 to get his name on the base of that silver claret jug. Schauffele won the PGA Championship in May at Valhalla. He's the first player since 2015 to win his first two majors in the same season. More at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Harold Hoffman. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and I hope that you'll be able to spend an hour or two with me listening to the latest health news under the rubric of Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapy. Putting those together for you each weekend is my task, and there's an opportunity for you to participate. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. You can call and record a question. We'll take some of your calls during today's program. We got a very busy agenda today. We're going to be talking about a new breakthrough therapy that has anti-aging and cellular energizing effects. I'm taking it. I think it's worthy of your consideration. We'll share some information about it in just a few moments. Also, we'll talk about the president's predicament. President Biden just diagnosed with COVID. He's been given Paxlovid, a medication that is an antiviral. We'll look at the latest information about Paxlovid, because lots of people have COVID on their mind still, and should they come down with COVID, should they follow the example of the president and take Paxlovid? Some new studies shed light on that. Also, an expose in the New York Times about cord blood banking. Moms giving birth often are urged to save the placenta to bank stem cells. New York Times investigation sheds light on the effectiveness of that. Astaxanthin for fatigue and cognition. We'll also look at toxic tampons. We got lots to talk about on today's weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. So, let's start with this one. It has often been noted that in autism, that's a condition that we've made very faint progress with, and we're clamoring for solutions. The incidence of autism appears to be soaring for reasons unknown, but when a disease becomes more common, we begin to suspect environmental causes, right? Because, it's not just that more doctors are becoming aware of autism. In the past, we just said, oh, this kid is messed up, and we didn't categorize them as autistic. They were a little strange. We now diagnose more and more kids with autism. I think the latest statistic, the rate of autism is up to like 1 in 35, which is a very chilling prospect. So looking for solutions, there has been a proposed link to the microbiome, to intestinal problems. And indeed, we have a precedent for that because we now note that certain brain disorders, Parkinson's disease, for example, even Alzheimer's, depression and anxiety may be related to changes in the microbiome. And so maybe the microbiome is a pathway by which we can alter the course of autism. And this was actually first proposed by Dr. Andrew Wakefield way back in the late 1990s. And he is a very controversial figure, a hero to some in the autism community, a villain to others, because he proposed way back in the 1990s that there was a gut connection to autism. And he wrote a very, very celebrated paper in 1998, published in The Lancet, which showed that there were distinct tissue abnormalities in the intestines of kids with autism. And what led him to do that is that initially he was a researcher on intestinal transplantation, so he knew a lot about the condition of the intestines. He had the scientific background to study that as a medical researcher. And it's also noted, and many parents can attest to this, is that kids with autism often have terrible digestive problems. They have tummy aches. Maybe they can't articulate their pain, and thus they act out behaviorally because of their stomach distress. Also, they have very severe constipation, in some cases diarrhea. And so the link seemed to be plausible. He did a study published in The Lancet, created a great deal of interest. And then the critics began to assail him. And after a few years, after looking at his studies, it was revealed that he cut some corners. He paid participants. There was a conflict of interest because he was selling test kits that could help parents analyze whether their kids had the potential for gastrointestinal involvement in autism. He, in fact, may have fabricated some of the results. Ultimately, he was censored, and then finally, he even lost his medical license. His 1998 paper was retracted, and he moved to the United States, where he has become still a staunch advocate of natural and alternative approaches to autism, again celebrated by some in the autism community, reviled by others. He even lost his medical license. He's a defrocked doc. And if you look up Dr. Andrew Wakefield in Wikipedia, which is, by the way, highly biased against anything that smacks of alternative medicine or integrative approaches, natural approaches, it starts out like this. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is a British fraudster, that's a strong word, discredited academic, anti-vaccine activist, and former physician. So talk about prejudicial language. All right. Fast forward to 2024. I have here a paper from nature microbiology. Nature really high in the hierarchy of legitimate acknowledged medical journals, which is an article that talks about gut microbiota as a marker for autism spectrum disorder. Wow, that seems kind of interesting. Still, yeah, 2024, they're now demonstrating that the intestinal bacteria of kids with autism is very distinct. They start out by saying that, yeah, maybe there's some genetic things about autism. It turns out that if you have a sibling who has autism, you do have a higher chance of developing autism. 20% of siblings of autistic children end up having autism, but 80% don't. So is there something environmental? Is it about the diet? Is it about antibiotic use? Is it about pesticides or herbicides that changes the microbiome, that pushes it into an imbalanced direction that may favor brain changes in kids? They did a very, very sophisticated analysis, looking at all the different bacteria and fungi and viruses and metabolic pathways in the intestines of kids with autism. And indeed, they found that there was a characteristic fingerprint that, get this, had a diagnostic accuracy of 90%. In other words, without even looking at the kids, they could just look at a stool sample, and they could determine whether a kid was likely to be autistic or not. 90% accuracy, comparable performance for males and females, so it didn't matter by sex. So there currently is a documentary circulating around on Netflix. It's entitled Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut, and it explores the link between the gut microbiome and your overall health, with the claim that maybe, just maybe, there's something going on with autism and childhood developmental disorders. Big brouhaha around that. Netflix urged to take down, quote, deeply irresponsible documentary linking autism and gut health. This came out in April of this year. They also are ticked off that autism is referred to as a disease. This is kind of a terminological quibble because they say, no, it's not a disease. A disease implies that there is a potential treatment and cure. Well, maybe, just maybe, there is a potential pathway, not necessarily to cure, complete resolution, but to improvement, as many parents have noted when undertaking natural interventions for their kids with autism. They say it's a disability. Well, maybe that makes kids more eligible for public assistance or something, that it is a neurodivergence. That's a new word for people with various types of mental and developmental disorders. They say the National Autistic Society, the NAS, highlights that autism is a lifelong disability. In words like disease, suggests that something is wrong with someone and it can be cured. That's just not appropriate when talking about autistic people, the charity said. So they object to the fact that the documentary also discussed fecal microbial transplants, which involve transferring healthy bacteria from a healthy donor to the intestine of a patient. And indeed, trials have been done in kids with autism, very small trials, preliminary trials. A group of 10 kids were given fecal microbial transplants from healthy donors, and it was noted that they did have improvements in their developmental trajectory and relief from autistic spectrum symptoms. So, you know, methinks they doth protest too much. And as of my latest checking, indeed, that documentary is still up. So, you know, Wakefield, to some extent, vindicated by the latest research that suggests that maybe, just maybe, well, methodologically, ethically, maybe the study 1998 was compromised, but maybe something's going on there that we really should be paying attention to in neurodegenerative diseases and childhood developmental disorders. It may be all about the gut. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, prescribe to my patients, and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Scammers are now using search engine ads to defraud utility customers. Monica Martinez, the executive director of Utilities United Against Scams, describes the scam and how to avoid it.
Fraudsters pay for search engine ads that appear to sponsor a utility's website. Sometimes the ad will show the actual website, while other times it's a phony website with a misleading address. But in both cases, a scammer puts a fake phone number in the ad. So when someone searches for the utility's contact information, the fake phone number appears in the results. Customers then call that number, unaware that scammers are trying to capture their personal information and money. That's why customers should always check their bill for verified contact information or download the utility's official app. Also, utilities will never ask customers to pay through a third-party app, as some of these fake websites claim.
For more information on utility scams, visit utilitiesunited.org. That's utilitiesunited.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
We'll be right back.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of our recorded questions because you can call anytime you like during the week and you can record a question and we'll tackle it on an upcoming edition of Intelligent Medicine as we will today. So President Biden has revealed that he has COVID and he is isolating at his home in Delaware. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, something's going on politically. Is there a kind of a coup d'etat? Is this a potential out for him? There's a lot that's up in the air. But he is being given Paxlovid. And so literally I got a question today from one of my patients. She's older. She has some complicated medical conditions. She's on blood thinners. And she said, you know, she doesn't have COVID, but just what if I get COVID? Do you think I should take Paxlovid? And so here's the latest in terms of the study. The latest study that's in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that Paxlovid is no more effective than placebo for COVID-19 symptom relief. Okay, so you're an ordinary person and you got COVID, and I've had COVID, and pretty miserable. And it would have been nice to reduce the severity of the symptoms. You know, I toughed it out. Ultimately, I would have also liked to hasten the resolution of it, you know, shorten the time that I was sick. According to the article in New England Journal of Medicine, Paxlovid does not significantly alleviate symptoms of COVID-19 compared with placebo among non-hospitalized adults. In other words, folks, ordinary folks, walking around folks who didn't require going to the hospital. Very few folks these days need to go to the hospital with this sort of lighter version of COVID. It's COVID light. It's mutated. Maybe more people have resistance. They've had vaccinations. But more importantly, they have natural immunity because the vast majority of us have had COVID once, twice, three times, and we now have some resistance to it. Even though, you know, because of mutations, it still can affect us. It's a moving target. So what the study did reveal is that there was some benefit in what are called high-risk individuals. These are individuals who have underlying risk factors such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, or advanced age. But the advantage is rather slight in terms of my reading. There was a slight advantage in terms of reduced risk of having the need to be intubated or dying if you took Paxlovid. So there is, it still has some efficacy. When researchers looked at high-risk individuals, 0.9% of the group taking Paxlovid were hospitalized, while 2.2% of the patients in the placebo group were hospitalized. Okay? Suggestion is that, an abundance of caution, you know, we know that he's 81. He's not the healthiest person. He may have some underlying risk factors. He has atrial fibrillation. And therefore, it may be a suitable precaution for him to take this medication, which has side effects, by the way. They have bad taste in the mouth, number one side effect of Paxlovid. Pretty unpleasant for some people. All right, this item, astaxanthin, a supplement that we've talked about here on Intelligent Medicine. It's the kind of thing that's used to color salmon. Farm salmon is gray ordinarily, but you feed the fish astaxanthin, and it's a red dye. Effects of astaxanthin supplementation on fatigue, motor function, and cognition. Indeed, there was some benefit in terms of using astaxanthin to alleviate fatigue. Also, some studies suggest that astaxanthin may even be life-extending. So a promising supplement available over the counter.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. in that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And as promised, if you call 877-726-8255, you can record a question. So let's tackle one of those now. Let's hear it.
I had to go for chest x-rays. Normal, really, actually no reason, but she wanted to check something out, and I went. What they found was the radiologist said I have hyper-expanded lungs. And usually, according to his notes, that's either asthma or emphysema, and I don't have either one of those conditions. I had a normal pulmonary function test back in May of 23. So now she's considering, you know, and she's also saying there's no worrisome finding on the x-ray, no swollen lymph nodes or cancer. She was wondering, and this is where I want your opinion, do you think an elevated LDH has something to do with this elevation, since this is a muscle enzyme? I wonder if you give me your opinion about that, and she's suggesting that I possibly, which I already do, see a rheumatologist.
Okay, so, you know, interesting question. So first of all, let me just talk about what are called routine chest x-rays. It used to be part of a physical, you know, you'd go to the doctor every year, and you'd get an EKG, you know, they would look you over, and then they would do a routine, so-called routine chest x-ray. That has been looked at from an evidence base, and routine chest x-rays do not pan out in terms of forestalling disease. And there's even some controversy about whether routine x-rays are necessary in people who've been former smokers. There's a campaign underway to get people to get CAT scans who've been former smokers, but it's unclear, according to the evidence, if, you know, A, they're able to detect things in time to make a difference, and B, if it makes, you know, if it's of any consequence in terms of reducing the risk of dying of lung cancer. So, you know, routine x-ray is very passe. So I'm not sure why they wanted to do an x-ray. Maybe something about your physical exam prompted the doctor to want to do an x-ray. Okay, so expanded lungs. Expanded lungs sometimes appear in people with something called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Air pockets develop in the lungs. People have more difficulty breathing, and therefore the lungs, you know, just like any kind of muscle or organ that's under stress, they expand. Okay, and you'll also sometimes see a characteristic appearance. They'll be more lucent. In other words, there'll be dead spaces in the lungs where there's no tissue, just air trapping within the lungs. And so radiologists are very familiar with that picture. So, you know, reasonable precaution. They saw this, and they did breathing tests on you, pulmonary function tests, and they're totally normal in your case, which is good. So conditions that can cause expanded lungs, asthma is another one, chronic infections, you know, COPD is sometimes people who've had chronic infections, but usually it's a consequence of smoking or, you know, air pollution certainly can be a factor. So cancer, you know, that's kind of a reach, but, you know, cross your I's, dot your T's, no cancer detected. So there's also the possibility that, you know, people like who live at altitude, you know, in like Bogota, Colombia, they have, if you look at them, they even have like big chests. They have, because they need to extract oxygen from high mountain air where there's less of an oxygen content, they may have larger lungs. I mean, you look at Andes natives, they actually have big chests and larger lungs. Also, athletes sometimes have larger chests and larger lungs. I'm not sure if you're an athlete. No, maybe that factors in. Have to ask you something about that in a history. Okay, so what's LDH? LDH, unfortunately, is kind of a nonspecific marker. You always get an LDH on a blood test, on a, you know, SMAC or a comprehensive chemistry panel. But it's a very nonspecific marker. It, you know, does relate to sometimes liver damage. It sometimes relates to muscle damage. It sometimes relates to damage of any tissue in the body. And so a slightly elevated LDH is not a dire sign. And, in fact, some people just run high LDHs. But it kind of increases the enigma here, because like expanded lungs, elevated LDH, maybe a rheumatologist can piece together some kind of story about some esoteric cause of this. So, yeah, go see a rheumatologist. I think in the end, the whole thing is going to end up being kind of a wild goose chase. Again, the consequence of, hey, you know, that's why we don't like to do, quote, screening tests. You can have your old body CAT scan, CT, MRI, and then you'll find something, then you're off to the races, and it may be a wild goose chase that will cause the need for invasive tests, unnecessary expenses, and increased anxiety on the part of the patient. 877-726-8255. In a moment, we'll talk to a fascinating guest about what I consider a very promising supplement that has appeared on my radar screen, and I want to share it with you. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
College-bound students who suffer from allergies or asthma face an additional challenge as they head to school: keeping their symptoms under control. Dr. Galen Marshall is the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Students who are moving will need to adapt to dorm living and perhaps a new climate.
And if mom and dad has always handled appointments or picked up prescriptions, it's time for the almost freshman to take over and to work with their allergist to make an action plan.
What else should students do?
They should find out what the campus health service provides and possibly find a local allergist. Students with food allergies should confirm any special accommodations they might need. Beyond that, they should take steps to keep their dorm room free of allergens and make sure their roommates know how to recognize and handle a severe allergic reaction.
Learn more at ACAAI.org. That's ACAAI.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Now I want to tell you about a fascinating new nutrient that appeared on my radar screen a couple of years ago. I saw an article in Nature, a very prestigious medical journal, about a nutraceutical that could boost exercise performance in aging individuals. And I said, yeah, that's fascinating. And I wondered to myself, is this something that's available to the public? Is this in a research stage? Can people actually obtain this? And lo and behold, it is available. It's a brand name MitoPure, made by a company called Timeline. I take it. And now I'm pleased to share information about this with my audience because I've been prescribing it for my patients, and I think you may want to hear about it. So with me today, Jen Scheinman, who I had the pleasure to meet in Las Vegas at the Institute for Functional Medicine annual conference. I stopped by the Timeline booth there, had a great chat with her. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and senior manager of nutrition affairs at Timeline Nutrition, which bills itself as a longevity company on a mission to improve health span. Jen, it's a pleasure having you here on Intelligent Medicine to give us the story about Urolithin A. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And, yeah, it was so great to meet with you and chat with you in Vegas a few weeks ago. I feel like I'm so lucky that I get to every day teach people about a new nutrient that they have probably never heard of, and I'm so happy to hear that you read that paper and were interested in the research, because I think that's one thing that Timeline, the makers of MitoPure G, does. It's so different than a lot of supplement companies out there. They're very dedicated to research and publishing our clinical findings in high-impact medical journals. And, you know, I think we're really raising the bar on the supplement industry and how business is conducted. But that's a talk for another day. I think we're here to talk a little bit about what Urolithin A is and
right,
what is so interesting about it. And the key to understanding how it works, well, let's actually take a step back and talk about what it is, in fact. So it's a nutrient, but we actually don't get it directly from food. In fact, we actually, our gut microbiome makes it. So we call that a postbiotic. So we need a healthy gut microbiome, and the gut microbiome will convert these polyphenols, these plant compounds that are in foods like pomegranates and berries and nuts, and they'll convert it into Urolithin A for us. So most people don't, I'm sure you talk about this a ton with your audience, right? Most people don't have a really healthy gut. They're not making enough. And even if you do, you would have to drink quite a lot of pomegranate juice to get an ample supply of Urolithin A. So this is one of those.
And get a whole slew of calories while you're at it, because you can guzzle a quart of pomegranate juice every day, but then you might need to take Ozempic. Right.
For sure. I sort of say the damage that all the sugar is doing would probably outweigh the benefits that the Urolithin A would do at that point. So it's one of those rare, as a dietitian, I really feel like food first, but this is one of those rare cases where I don't think food first is the best option for most people. And what's so fascinating about what urolithin A does is it impacts our mitochondria. So those cellular energy centers in our cells that drive all the energy our cells need to do their job. And I'm sure you talk a lot about this. And it's become really a hot topic in the longevity field because as we age, our mitochondria decline. I like to think of them as a factory, and just like any factory, right, with wear and tear, it starts to break down. So whether it's a muscle cell or a brain cell or a skin cell, it needs ample energy coming from the mitochondria. And so urolithin A does this really interesting, rare process. It triggers this process called mitophagy. So the cellular turnover recycling process of our mitochondria. So when we have newer functioning mitochondria, they're producing more energy and the cells are acting in a more youthful way. And that's kind of the
so it suggests that the body has kind of a cleanup crew because they're damaged or inefficient mitochondria, and they need to kind of get the garbage crew to come and pick them up and get rid of them to get them out of the way. That's mitophagy in essence.
Perfectly said. Exactly. That's exactly what it's doing. And our body does this process naturally through, like, fasting and exercise. But we now have this molecule that has been proven, and that's sort of some of where the research started. We've proven that it is amplifying that process. It's optimizing it. So it's helping the garbage cleanup crew do its job better.
So, by the way, congratulations, because you had a special during Amazon Prime Day and you just blew it out. You just sold out your entire stock of MitoPure.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's super exciting.
So hopefully you can keep up with the demand. And I got to say that, you know, some of the top influencers in the field have gotten behind this. So I'm in good company, and I'm happy, you know, to be part of that awareness program. Also, there are different forms of this. Now, what I do is I make a shake. I generally like to increase my protein intake. So I'll take some whey protein, and I'll sprinkle a little packet of urolithin A, the MitoPure product, into my shake. And it has a, you know, slight berry flavor. I mean, it's pleasant. And that's a vehicle by which I get my MitoPure. Along with, you know, I take a little creatine along with that, you know, a few other ingredients. So it can be taken in a shake form, but it's also available in soft gels, correct?
Yep, correct. It's in, so it's really just about the dose and the efficacy and the absorption is the same whether you take the soft gel or whether you take the powder. It's just really how people prefer to take their supplements. Like, I agree with you. That sounds like a perfect smoothie. That's how I do it. Some creatine, some protein. You got this nice berry flavor. But when I travel, I take soft gels with me. So
right.
Both, it's sort of one little stick pack of the powder is 500 milligrams, or two soft gels would be 500 milligrams. So it's just a personal preference.
So a criticism of some of the research on nutraceuticals is that, you know, the science shows that they work, but to achieve levels that are comparable in humans, you know, you'd have to take, you know, 15 pills, or you'd have to take, a quarter pound worth of, you know, whatever substance is in question. Is the amount that's available over the counter to consumers as MitoPure comparable to what the research is showing is helpful?
Yes, absolutely. So the research was done with our, you know, our human studies. We've also done animal studies before we moved into humans. But yes, it's done with our MitoPure product with the soft gels. But we've also tested the potency of the powder as well to make sure that it's as equally as effective. So our studies look at either 500 milligrams, which again was those two soft gels, or one stick powder. You can also go up to 1,000 milligrams. So you do, we do see some more robust improvements at the 1 gram dose. And that also seems to be where the benefits plateau. So there doesn't really seem to be any benefit to going higher. There's no risk for going higher. We haven't found like an upper limit in terms of like safety or toxicity at a high level, but the benefits just plateau. So no reason to go above 1,000 milligrams.
So I won't get any faster if I put like 10 packets into my smoothie. So
No.
I have to give that up.
Unlikely.
Okay.
So one pack is perfect, or two.
Okay. So you also have a new soft gel form. I think you moved recently from gel caps to a vegan capsule. Is that correct? For, you know, especially people concerned
today,
about
actually.
Gelatin.
Yeah. So just today, as of July 18th, we now moved, you're 100% correct, to a vegan formula. The reason really for that, there was some gelatin in the soft gel coating. So it's not, there's no change to the actual urolithin A or MitoPure itself. It's just the actual coating that that soft gel is in. Is now 100% vegetarian or vegan based, so that basically everybody can get the benefits of it. And we also now, as we move through that transition, we added some additional certifications to our some third party testing. So we are now NSF for sport, which actually we have been,
great.
But we are also now clean label certified as well. And the powder is FDA-approved grass as a sort of food additive. So lots of third-party testing for transparency in terms of, you know, additives and, you know, other elements you wouldn't want in there and truth in labeling and all that good stuff.
And by the way, you know, I think athletes are really taking this up because it's a legal performance enhancer. And I recently heard a podcast with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who's author of a great book called Forever Strong. And she's a proponent of taking additional protein and maintaining muscle performance because she believes that the muscles are an important organ. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, running faster or lifting more weight. It's about overall health and to support muscle performance. She actually said among the things that she believes in is urolithin A. I was really pleased and surprised to hear her mention it.
Yeah, she's been a really early adopter based on our science. And we have it's not published yet, but we do have a study also in an athletic population. We do have plenty of professional athletes that are taking it, but, you know, again, we want to do that sound science. And so we have a study that is completed and hopefully will be published soon looking at Olympic-trained endurance athletes, and we brought them to a training camp where everything from diet to exercise was controlled, and it really seemed like the story there with the MitoPure was the recovery. And that's the thing we hear a lot from our people who use it, like, I don't get sore at the gym.
Yes.
Like, just, so, yep.
I've noticed that, you know, because what I will go, and then I'll have to have, you know, a few days of downtime where I just feel, you know, really beat up. And I've noticed that my downtimes are shortened. I mean, there are times where I have to say, you know, look, today's not a workout day, just do some light stretching. But I think it's made a difference for me. There's also some new research. I was excited to talk to you about some new research in an entirely different realm that has to do with immunity. Since mitochondria are ubiquitous throughout the body, it stands to reason they might help brain, they might help the immune system, white blood cell activity. Are you ready to share that? Is that ready for disclosure?
Yeah, we can certainly talk a little bit about that. And I think for people listening, the thing to remember, right, is, as you said, like the mitochondria, they're in, other than our red blood cells, they're in every cell in our body. And so they're all susceptible to this mitochondrial decline. It's not just the muscles. So now that we have proven that, you know, mitophagy happens in skeletal muscle and it has these great improvements, the question is, well, what other tissues can there be some improvement as well? And immune, we also just finished a trial there with some top researchers globally looking at immune health. And that was with a higher dose. So this was with 1,000 milligrams. But really at the one-month mark, we saw these vast improvements in several different immune markers. So just like everything else, as we get older, our immune system starts to decline as we age. And what we're seeing is that we are really able to remodel and reprogram the immune system as we get older and make the immune system more robust and act in a more useful way. So that should also hopefully be published towards the end of the year, and we'll have much more to share on that when it is published. But it's
great.
Really exciting data.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our long-form podcast where we won't have the time constraint, and we'll talk more in detail about, you know, the mechanism of action and the benefits of urolithin A. The product is called MitoPure, and it's available from the website timeline.com. And Jen Scheinman, I look forward to our conversation next week where we'll lay out some more exciting information about this supplement. I totally believe in it. I encourage our audience to investigate it, try it for yourselves. Thanks for joining us, Jen Scheinman.
Thanks.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%. Cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Aren't you involved with the student government at the school?
Yes, I'm the president of this institution right here, St. Clair Freedom Academy.
So why are you the president? Why do you want to do that, or what do you like about that job?
It involves a lot of organization, and I'm very organized. You have to plan a lot of things. You have to budget. And it do have a sense of control that you do have to have. You have to be a leader in general. Something I have learned is that you can't depend on everybody to get the job done. If you want the job to get done correctly, sometimes you have to do the job yourself. At the end of the day, the job has to be done. The task has to be completed.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's Real World Leaders.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Huge day in American history. Vice President Kamala Harris will seek the Democratic nomination to replace President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In her first public statement since Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race, the vice president said she is honored to have the president's endorsement, and her intention is to earn and win this nomination. Harris described Biden's decision as a selfless and patriotic act, putting the American people and the country above everything else, she said. Former President Clinton also endorsed Harris. However, former President Obama did not. He said Democrats will be creating a process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Donald Trump says if he wins in November, he will undo all of President Biden's policies.
The Trump-Vance administration will begin rapidly reversing every single Biden-Harris disaster starting on day one. And when you vote for Biden, you're probably voting indirectly for Harris anyway, whether you like it.
The Secret Service is now acknowledging that it denied some requests by the Trump campaign for more security at his events. After last week's attack, the agency denied reports that it had turned back Trump campaign requests for tighter security. But late Saturday night, the Secret Service chief spokesman admitted that some of the requests had been denied. The latest development will likely be a topic of discussion at a House hearing later today. Agency Director Kimberly Cheadle will testify. A wildfire near Salt Lake City has forced residents to evacuate. The blaze on Encine Park remains uncontained, with more than 100 firefighters working to protect nearby homes early today. Officials believe the fire was human-caused, and the hot, dry weather is not helping. You'll always find more on these stories online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by Doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Major flap over sneaker ads.
Adidas is apologizing for using a pro-Hamas American model in ads for the relaunch of its 1972 Munich Olympic sneaker. The SL72 campaign features Bella Hadid for the 52nd anniversary of the Games. Those Games were marred by the murders of 11 Israeli athletes and a German police officer and a terror attack by a Palestinian terror group. The ads have been scrubbed from the shoe company's social media. The American Jewish Committee called the inclusion of Hadid in the campaign a, quote, massive oversight or intentionally inflammatory. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The number of heat-related deaths in Texas is rising among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl. The toll of the storm fatalities up to 23. It took more than a week to restore power for many Houston area residents. Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. Coming down on timeshares, the United States has imposed sanctions on three Mexican accountants and four firms allegedly linked to a timeshare fraud ring run by the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
In addition, Treasury and the FBI have issued a notice to banks with a reminder to be vigilant in detecting and reporting timeshare fraud perpetrated by Mexico-based transnational criminal organizations. Timeshare fraud targeting Americans results in tens of millions of dollars in losses annually. In 2022, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received over 600 complaints with losses of roughly $39.6 million from victims contacted by scammers regarding timeshares owned in Mexico. Jeremy House reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, big screen actress Lynn Barry stars in Suspense. And later we debut our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Prior to diving into the Pearly matter, we indeed offer up Suspense. The supporting cast includes a pre-Dragnet Jack Webb, as well as Hans Conried, Wally Mayer, Sidney Miller, and Jerry Hausner. The announcer is Bill Johnstone, and it's from July 24th of 1947.
Suspense! Tonight, Roma Wines of Fresno, California bring you Miss Lynn Barry in Murder by an Expert, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Schenley by William Spear.
I didn't want to hurt him. I didn't want to hurt him, but I couldn't do it while he lay there sleeping so peacefully. He had to be awake when it happened. He had to be awake. Bob? Bob?
Hmm?
Bob, get up. Get up.
What's the matter? I haven't...
We have an audition.
What time is it?
20 minutes to 11.
An audition in the middle of the night?
There's a club over on 8th Street, needs a dance team. Tabor just phoned me, said to get over there right away.
I didn't hear any phone.
You were asleep.
She usually wakes me. All right, I'll get dressed. I suppose they want us to go on tonight. I'm not going to be much good. I think it could wait till morning, anyway.
That was step number one. While he was dressing, I stepped out to the payphone in the hall. I could hear him in the bathroom. I looked at the watch. I didn't have to rush. I had time, enough time.
Yes?
Hello, Jimmy?
Was that you, Edith?
Yes. Jimmy, we're battling again. I think this time it's the end. He's going to leave me.
No, that's silly. Is he there now?
Yes.
Well, put him on. I'll talk to him.
Oh, he's in the bathroom. He wouldn't come to the phone for me anyway. Perhaps it's best we split up. I don't know.
No. Well, you're the best thing that ever happened to that kid brother of mine, and I won't let him do anything he'll be sorry for. Suppose I drop up there now and see him.
I don't know, Jimmy.
I'll be right over, kid. You just sit tight. Leave it to me. I've been managing that spoiled little brat for years. I'll be right up there.
Yes, Jimmy. Step number two. The big brother was going to step over and straighten everything out. I looked at the watch again. It was 10:45. He'd get there at 11. Just the time. Just the right time.
All right. Are we going or aren't we?
Oh, you got ready quickly.
Who was that on the phone?
Wrong number.
Yeah? Did you tell a wrong number? You couldn't go out with them tonight?
I said it was a wrong number.
Yeah, I heard you.
You don't believe me?
You're going to get ready to go out or aren't you?
I didn't like to have it that way, but that was how it had to be. Violent, angry. Like there'd been an argument. That was how it was going to have to look. He turned his back to me and started lifting our costumes into a little suitcase. I slid the knife into my hand. Cold, cold. Even the wood handle was cold. What would the steel feel like to Bob? I came very close to him. He started to turn.
Where's your other...
And I jumped forward quickly and lost the knife somewhere in his throat. To let the knife slip out of my hand that way. I stood quietly until he stopped driving. Then I reached down and lifted the knife up and wiped the handle off. I had to do that. Then I dropped it again. For a moment, I watched the blood soaking across the rug. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I was fascinated by it. Then I snapped awake. I looked around the room. I don't know what for. I'd taken care of everything, but I looked anyway. And then I saw it. The little pocket watch that George had loaned me for the timing, because everything had to be timed right, just right. I must have put it down there when I did it. I slipped it into my handbag, put on my hat and coat. It was 10:50. That was when he died. 10:50.
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And now let's resume this episode of Suspense on Win Radio Wines.
For Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you Lynn Barry in Murder by an Expert. Roma Wines' presentation tonight in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
It was 10 minutes to 11 when I slipped out of the apartment. The timing had to be right, just right. That was when I'd killed him. 10 minutes to 11. I had to get away quickly now. It had to be the back stairs. I went down them as quickly as I could, my heart beating wildly. If anyone saw me, it was the end. I'd die in the chair for what I'd...
Please, please, please. That's how we go down, Susie. Here's where the elevator is. Oh, Pinky wants to go down the stairs.
No, no.
Yes, Pinky?
Oh, the elevator.
Very well, Pinky, the elevator it will be. Pinky to the steps on the first floor. Come along, Pinky.
I was trembling violently when I hit the street. Nobody had seen me. Nobody had seen me. I lost myself in the Broadway crowds. But all of a sudden, I didn't want lights. I wanted quiet and shadows. I cut across the park. I passed the apartment house once. There was no one around. I came back and dove down the stairway marked service entrance. I walked through the cellar.
Here, over here.
Oh, George.
Did anyone see you come in?
No one. I'm sure no one did. Oh,
shh.
George.
Come on, up the stairs here. I thought we might use a service elevator, but it's too risky. It's only one flight up. Steady enough. Current is clear. Come on. There, it's all over. It's all over, dear.
Oh, George, hold me. I'm shivering so.
Well, it's all over, dear. It's all over now.
There were no more things to do now. No more steps to take cautiously, carefully. I was on the top of the ladder now, and I could reach out and pluck the stars right out of the sky. I had to stay up there. I had to stay up there. I wasn't nervous at all. Wow. You'd have thought I'd been doing that sort of thing all my life.
Oh, you're wonderful, Edith.
All I remember is the blood on the carpet. It'll have to be cleaned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We will be happy now, won't we, George?
Oh, that will be the police.
Oh, I'd forgotten. I was thinking it was all over.
It's just this little more.
you feel up to it?
Oh, I'm all right, dear. I'll be fine. You'll see. I won't throw it all away now. Open the door.
Ms. Reed?
Yes?
We're from the police department, Ms. Reed.
The police department? What?
Well, Ms. Reed, your husband's had an accident.
Bob? Tell me. Tell me.
He's been stabbed, ma'am. He's dead.
Bob? But...
We'd like to have you come down to headquarters to identify him. And...
Bob? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I cried then. It was sort of a release. I was tired and lost all of a sudden, and I cried real tears. I knew they would be impressed. I was crying because I was tired, and they would think I was crying because of Bob. And that was good. That was good. I thought we might go downtown in a police car. Instead, they had a cab waiting, and they were considerate, and they drove slowly. Only they drove slowly along Broadway, and I couldn't ask them not to. And I had to close my eyes to keep out the light, to hold down the memories. And that was good, too. They thought the pain I was having was grief over Bob.
He's in here. This door here. On the table here.
Just a lump under a white sheet. Just a long lump under a white sheet. All that was left of Bob. All that was left of the man who'd been my husband.
I'll have to take the sheet off his face now, Miss Reed.
Steady.
This your husband?
Yes. Yes, that's Bob.
Steady. Steady.
That'll be all in here. You'll come with me. You'll come in here.
What?
It'll only be for a moment, I'm sure. This is Lieutenant Milgram in charge of the case. This is Miss Reed.
Oh, Miss Reed. Now, won't you sit over here?
Thank you.
I know you must be under a terrific strain, and I won't keep you any longer than I have to, Mrs. Reed. I'll make things as easy for you as I can.
And this is George Lee.
How do you do, Mr. Lee?
How do you do? We've all been terribly shocked by this.
Yes.
Who would want to kill Bob? He had no enemies. Was it robbery or...
No, I'm afraid it was no robbery.
But then what?
You went out tonight.
Yes.
Early?
Yes, at about 7. I don't know the exact time. Close to 7. The doorman would know.
As we asked him, he said 7. When did you return to your apartment?
I hadn't been home all night.
Where were you?
Well, she was at my place. You must know that. Your men picked us up there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, she was with me. Oh, on business, I assure you. Mr. and Mrs. Reed were two of my dearest friends. I'm a dance director. I was working with them on a routine.
He had wanted me to say I'd been in another man's apartment. He had wanted me to come right out and say it. Cops thought it was unnatural to be too good. They became suspicious if you were too good. There was a leaky water faucet that kept dripping somewhere in the room.
And you stayed in the apartment till now?
Yes, of course.
I see. What time did you get to Mr. Lee's apartment?
About 7:15, I guess.
Doorman up there?
Yes.
Suppose he saw you go in?
Yes.
Oh, look, Inspector.
Lieutenant.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. You're not thinking that Edith here could have had anything to do with this horrible thing.
I didn't say so, did I?
Well, I can assure you that Mrs. Reed did not stir from my apartment all evening.
Well, before you left your own place, Mrs. Reed, you asked a neighbor to go into your apartment at 11 o'clock and wake your husband up, didn't you?
Yes. Bob was supposed to come with me to Mr. Lee's, but he had a headache and said he would lie down for a while. Try to sleep it off and join us later. I asked Mrs. Ryan to drop in on him at 11 and wake him.
Uh-huh.
I knew he would sleep it out if I left him alone, and I did want to get this routine finished.
I see.
Mrs. Ryan didn't stab him.
No, Mrs. Ryan didn't stab him. He went in at 11, as you told her, and she found Mr. Reed lying on the rug and someone standing over him with a knife in his hand.
Who?
What?
Who?
Joe, ask one of the boys to ring in,
Yes, sir.
The timing had been perfect. Everything had gone well. I was aware that I wasn't shivering anymore. I was complete master of myself now. I had nothing to be afraid of now. Why, he'd even picked up the knife.
Edith!
Oh, Edith, thank heaven.
Jimmy, what?
Edith, will you tell these guys what's what? They seem to be in some kind of a fog. They think I killed Bob. I don't know what's happening to me, but...
Easy.
You don't mean he...
Yes, he's the fellow Mrs. Ryan found with a knife in his hand, his own hunting knife.
Oh, no, no, that's impossible. Bob was his brother.
Hmm.
Jimmy, I know you didn't do it.
Well, of course I didn't do it. Tell him about the quarrel. Tell him about the phone call.
About the quarrel? The phone call?
Yeah, tell him that I was sort of a misfix-it for you two when things got out of hand. Tell him how I felt about Bob and you.
What quarrel, Jimmy? What phone call?
What quarrel? Well, the one you had with tonight with Bob.
I?
What's the matter? Tell him about calling me up.
Jimmy, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You called me tonight from the apartment and said you and Bob were splitting up and... Well, why are you shaking your head?
I just don't know what you're talking about, Jimmy. Bob and I didn't quarrel. I didn't call anyone.
What time did the call come?
Oh, about 10:45, and around that, I said I'd be over and try and straighten things out.
Mrs. Reed was with you at the time?
What? Oh, yes, yes, certainly.
Did you make any calls?
No, none.
Edith, for heaven's sake!
Was anybody with you when you got the call?
No, I was in bed.
It was your knife, wasn't it, Mac?
Oh, yes, but I don't know how it got to Bob's apartment. It was there when I got there. Bob was dead when I arrived.
You quarreled with your brother on occasion, didn't you?
Not quarreled. No, I was the older brother. I had to straighten him out once or twice.
Mrs. Ryan says you often quarreled with him.
Oh, they weren't quarrels. Edith, she used to call up when things went wrong, and I'd hustle over and help out. I had a lot of influence with Bob. I tell you, Edith, you're kidding with me. Tell him how I felt about Bob. Go on, tell him.
You killed him. You killed him.
Edith!
I told you I loved him. I told you that the last time you asked me to leave him and go with you. I told you that the last time and the time before that and the time before that.
Edith, you...
You mean he and your husband quarreled over you?
Yes.
Edith, you don't know what you're saying.
You had to kill him. Love you. I hate you. I hate you.
What?
I'm sorry, hating you.
She's crazy.
Right.
You're lying.
Take him away.
Edith!
I did it well. I did it superbly. I was sorry for Jimmy, but he didn't count, really. It was him or me. I was after happiness, and nobody was going to stand in my way. Nobody. Nobody. They drove me home in a police car. George went home alone. I suddenly remembered I hadn't a chance to give him back his watch. It was a foolish little thought to have now.
The night air will make you feel better. Cool, you know.
Yes.
Your husband was a fairly wealthy man, wasn't he?
I don't know. Yes, I suppose he was.
Didn't use much of it, did he?
I...
Why?
Well, he wanted to be a great dancer. Show business was in his blood.
Oh?
He said he was going to become as great as Astaire or Bulger or Kelly. Oh. And he was going to do it the way they did it, the hard way. He wasn't going to buy success. He insisted we live on our club earnings and ignore the other...
I see. Well, you'll be quite a wealthy woman now.
I don't want to think about it.
Here we are, Chief.
Well, good night, Mrs. Reed. Oh, it's almost 2:00. Good morning, Mrs. Reed.
Good morning.
Want me to see you in?
No, I'll be all right. Thank you for everything.
Oh, good evening, ma'am.
Hello, Joseph. 6, please.
I'm sorry
Thank
about
you,
but...
Joseph.
You're not going to sleep up there, are you?
Yes, Joseph. There's nothing to be afraid of. When you love someone the way I love Bob, it...
Oh, yeah, I understand, ma'am. You're right. Well, here we are, ma'am.
Thank you, Joseph. I stood in the doorway for a moment before I snapped on the light. I thought I could smell the death in the air. They do in novels. But there was nothing. Nothing. I snapped the light on and closed the door. The police had cleaned the room nicely. There was only the spot on the rug. Only the blood on the rug. There was nothing here to be afraid of. No voices, no ghosts, nothing. I was tired. I needed sleep badly. I went into the bedroom and locked the door and tried to sleep. Can you be so tired that you can't sleep? Can't even force an eyelid down over your eye? Can you be that tired? And the blackness and the quiet, they seem to be smothering me. And then I heard it. At first I didn't know what it was. I wasn't frightened, I just didn't know what it was. George's watch, of course, the little pocket watch he'd loaned me in my handbag on the bedside table. How silly. They sound so loud in an empty room at night. I snapped on the light. It wasn't that I was afraid. There was nothing to be afraid of, not really. But suddenly I was just a lonely little girl. I didn't want quiet now. I wanted to hear voices, happy sounds, happy noises. I wanted George. I needed to be with him. I needed terribly to be with him now.
Yes?
George?
Oh, Edith, what's the matter?
I forgot to give you back your watch.
Oh, Edith, don't be silly. At a time like
this... I know. It isn't really that.
Well, what is it?
I've got to see you. I'm coming over.
No, wait. At this hour, it's silly, Edith. It's dangerous.
I can't help it, darling. I've got to see you.
Oh, wait a minute. Not here. There's a little place on 7th Avenue, an all-night lunch place near 40th. Dillard's, I think it is.
Right away.
All right.
The place looked empty when I got there. Only a fat little man at the counter slicing some kind of meat. And then I saw George at the back at one of the few tables in the place. I ran back. Dearest.
Edith, no. It's not smart.
I just want you to hold me. Hold me for a moment. I need you so
much.
Edith,
please, the waiter.
Oh.
Stop trembling. You're trembling.
Yeah? Another beef, folks.
Two coffees, please. Do you want anything else, Edith?
Just you.
Huh?
I bought him tonight.
I don't get it.
Two coffees. Just two coffees, please.
Sure.
You're overwrought.
Why? Because I said I bought you.
Why?
When will we get married, dear? Soon?
You should be home sleeping.
I suppose we will have to wait a little while for appearances' sake, but set a date, dear, now. Go ahead.
Please, the waiter.
Two coffees.
Next month, perhaps. In June.
Edith, please, let's discuss this whole thing tomorrow in the sunlight, when things are normal.
In July, then. Sometime in July.
I...
What's the matter, George?
I...
When, then? I can wait, darling. I've waited this long.
Let's get out of here.
No. No, George. I'm not going to move until you answer me, George. When are you going to marry me?
Never. I'm not going to marry you.
You're joking. Don't joke with me, George.
I'm not going to marry with you. Now, I don't want to tell you this now, but maybe it's better. Maybe the quicker we get things straight, the better.
Get things straight?
Please listen to me. Edith. You're a rich woman now. You've got a lot of money out of tonight. You got rid of him at a nice profit. So why not look at it as a good business deal and nothing else?
I don't understand.
A good business deal for both of us. We both took chances.
George, I don't...
I want half of what you inherit, the insurance and such, for my silence and my lies and my general help. I'm not in love with you, Edith. I never was. I needed the money.
There's someone else?
Yes.
There always was, even while...
Yes.
And you want to blackmail half of my money to finance you and someone else. A business deal. The whole thing was just a business deal.
Please.
That's very funny. Bob wouldn't give me a divorce, and even if he had, I'd have gotten no money. And you and I would have needed money to live on. So I killed him. All that terror and all that blood for a business deal. A business deal. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's really very funny.
Are you okay?
got out of there somehow and back to the apartment. Oh, I knew what I was going to do. I knew exactly what I was going to do. I took the little watch out of my handbag, the little pocket watch that George had loaned me so that everything would go right. Just right. The little watch with his initials on it and the inscription from his father. I held it in my hand a moment, listening. Then I set the hands back to 10 minutes of 11. The exact time. The time he died. The time I killed him. Then I put the little watch down on the floor and ground it under my foot. I picked it up and listened. It was stopped. Broken and stopped. Stopped at 10 minutes to 11. Lieutenant Milgram, please. Lieutenant, this is Edith Reed. I lied to you, Lieutenant. George did it. We planned it together. Why am I telling you? Guilty conscience, I suppose. Oh, you can prove it all right. I found his watch under a corner of the carpet. It was broken during the struggle. Yes, it had stopped. At 10 minutes to 11. Yes, that was the time. 10 minutes to 11. It's terrible to love someone as much as that. I wonder if the other one loved him that much. But he'll never know now. And I suppose he'll never forgive me. George will never forgive me.
Suspense. Murder by an Expert, starring Lynn Berry. Presented by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma, California Wines. Those better tasting wines from the world's greatest reserves of fine wines. Lynn Berry may soon be seen in the Eagle Eye production, Man from Texas. Tonight's suspense play was by John Shaw. Next Thursday, same time, you will hear Jerome Cowan as star of Suspense. Produced and directed by William Spear for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
From July 24, 1947. Lynn Berry was born Margaret Schuyler Fisher in Roanoke, Virginia in 1919. The dark-haired pinup beauty worked steadily in films from the early 1930s into the 1950s. Her best-known pictures, China Girl, The Bridge of San Luis Rey, The Falcon Takes Over, and Nocturne. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, we debut a five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as The Pearly Matter and starring Bob Bailey, it launches on When Radio Was right after this.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret. For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET33 to pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John?
No, you're not too late. Pay only $19.99 for The Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET33 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Unfortunately, stats show car thefts are way up. Tony Anscombe is from ESET, a consumer cybersecurity firm, and so we asked him if thieves are actually using high tech to their advantage.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, we've seen variants of this in the last few years. You've seen
thieves relaying key signals. So if you've got one of those key fobs that as you get towards your car, it unlocks the doors, or you don't need to get the key out and put it in your car, you just press the start button.
Yeah.
They're relaying those signals. But more latterly is, well, we're seeing people abusing some of the technology in the car. So the onboard diagnostic port, and actually cutting themselves new keys, and even using air tags or such like to track where the car is parked overnight once they've seen it on the street or in a car park.
And you can find out more about the cybersecurity of your ride at WeLiveSecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, celebrate our Radio Spirit Summer Sale and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products on our website. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to take advantage of this amazing offer.
I don't have to spell it out for you. We need a break on this thing. We need a bet.
And that's what we're doing, giving you a huge break of 20 to 60% off all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
We have done better. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, I think. Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was at the beginning of a five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Pearline Matter, which originally played out in late June 1956. This is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for... Johnny Dollar.
This is Martin Scottman, Mr. Dollar, at Eastern Liability and Trust.
Oh, yes, sir. Got your message. I was just about to call you back, Mr. Scottman.
Would it be possible for you to drop in and see me today?
I think so. Say in an hour.
That would be excellent.
What's it about, Mr. Scottman?
David Pearline.
Pearline. I understand he was killed in a boating accident a couple of days ago. Read something about it in the papers.
To borrow a phrase, Mr. Dollar, that report was somewhat exaggerated. Mr. Pearline is still very much alive.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Pearline matter. Mr. Scottman, you're a pretty good guy, and I'll say this right at the top, since you were the one who called me in. You're reading about the Pearline matter in your newspaper right now, but they haven't got the story right. None of them will ever have it quite right. Just remember that as you go through your newspaper and this report, Mr. Scottman. You looked pretty worried when I met you that afternoon about 5 o'clock, and you led me into the top drawer offices of Eastern Liability and Trust. I tagged you as a meticulous sort of man who knew when his laundry was coming back. I wasn't a bit surprised to learn that you were vice president and chairman of the board.
Why don't you sit down there, Mr. Dollar? It's the best chair in the place.
Thanks.
Cigar? Cigarette?
No, I have these. Thanks.
Lighter right there at your right.
Thanks.
Yes, Mrs. Scottman?
You can run along for tonight, Evelyn. No more to do.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night, Evelyn. I understand you've handled several matters for our company, Mr. Dollar.
Yes, sir. I was just going over it in my mind. I believe the last one was the San Antonio case.
Yes, Mark San Antonio. Yes, yes. You handled that very well, Mr. Dollar. I want you to know I appreciate your reputation in the field.
Nice of you to mention it. I'm curious, Mr. Scottman. I rarely work directly with an insurance company. Usually I'm hired by the adjusting agency.
And let's say this is a little idea on my own. Only one person knows about it so far. You'll be the second. Board of directors might not exactly approve what I'm about to propose. But I feel some action should be taken. I have some good whiskey in that cabinet.
No, thanks. Not now.
Yes. Well, this case involves David Pearline, who, despite what the newspapers reported yesterday, is still very much alive. You say you saw the item in the papers?
Yes, something about him being killed in a boating accident in Florida, I think.
The story was erroneous. It'll be retracted.
Oh?
Fact of the matter is, Mr. Perling was already on his way back to New York, safe and sound when that report came out. The boat that he'd been fishing from did have a boiler explosion, but no one was killed. Yeah, these things sometimes happen, I guess.
Oh, sure they do.
However, it was printed all over the country. As you know, David Perling is highly regarded in financial circles. And that is the reason I asked you to come in and talk to me. Did you see the stock exchange figures yesterday?
Well, I don't pay too much attention to them, Mr. Scott.
I do. We do, as an insurance company. That report of Perling's death affected several commodities listed on the New York Exchange. Companies in which he holds varying positions. Positions that would, if, say, the report of his death were engineered for that specific purpose, allow certain people to risk very little money and make a great deal of money.
Just a minute, sir. Certain people? Are you talking about Perling?
I don't know who I'm talking about, really. I'd like you to find that out. Find out, among other things, if the situation has been taken advantage of in any way.
This isn't exactly in my line, Mr. Scoutman.
I think it is, Mr. Dollar. I'll come right out with it. Eastern Liability has considerable investment in some of the commodities that could be affected. We, or let's put it this way, I want to know where we stand. I want to know if we've been cheated or are about to be cheated.
I had dinner with Morton Scoutman at his club. He acquainted me with the several companies involved in the matter and supplied me with stock exchange information that would be valuable in making comparisons in case the action he anticipated ever happened. An hour later, I was at the airport. Expense account item one, $123.69, airfare and incidentals from Hartford to Key West, Florida. I arrived at 4 o'clock in the morning, found a hotel, and had 6 hours sleep. At 11:30, I was standing in the office of a bluff, red-faced man named Peyton. He happened to be the managing editor of a newspaper.
All the way from Hartford, Connecticut, eh? Well, welcome to Key West. What can I do for you?
Tell me about this story.
A Perling story, huh?
Yeah.
You a lawyer?
No.
You here to make trouble?
Just find out something about how that story got into print, that's all.
We're retracting today. What do you want us to do? Wear sackcloth and ashes?
Well, I'm not here to file a suit. I just want some information about the story.
You can sit down if you want to.
Well, thanks.
Find Gracie Edwards, will you? Right. Well, about like the newspaper story, except for the mistake.
That was a pretty good-sized mistake, Mr. Peyton.
Berlin was here for a week or 10 days. He had an idea he could catch some tarpon or sailfish. He chartered a boat called the Yacht Watcher day before yesterday. Just heading in for the landing, somehow the fuel ignited and she blew up. Everybody thought Perling was still aboard her.
Who was aboard her?
Mr. Skipper. He came out of it all right. Harbor patrol boat picked him up.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Everybody thought Perling had been aboard as usual and was lost. The skipper wasn't in any shape to tell it differently then. After all, Perling had been going out on her every day. We all knew that.
Where was Perling?
He was sleeping in his room when all this happened. Got up about 3 o'clock, checked out, took the train back to New York. Story came out in the evening edition.
Your reporter, the one who wrote it up, I'd like to see him.
It's a her.
Well, how did she get the story?
It was right there.
Right where? What do you mean?
Down at the Sailfish Landing when the Yacht Watcher come in.
That a regular beat?
Well, town this size, we don't have beats.
But your reporter was there when the boat caught fire.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Gracie Edwards.
How long has she been a reporter? A
couple of years. Give or take a month. Hope you didn't come down here to run her over the coals. Oh, she's had enough of it, Dollar. For me, it's my job, not yours.
Okay. Where do you eat lunch around here?
Bluefin Bar and Grill, about a half block down this side of the street. Dip beef and apple pie, if you like that kind of thing. Oh, hi, Gracie. Yeah, this is Johnny Dollar. Gracie Edwards.
Hello, Mr. Dollar.
Hi.
Mr. Dollar's come all the way from Hartford to ask you some questions about the Perling story, Gracie. You want to talk to him?
Do I have to?
Up to you, honey.
Who are you? What do you want to know?
I'm an insurance investigator. I want to know how the story got into print without being verified.
Well, that's a straight enough answer. Who do you investigate your insurance for?
Eastern Liability and Trust Company at the moment.
Yeah, he's got business cards and everything.
Yeah, he looks like he might do that kind of work.
Well, if you're going to talk to him, find someplace else. I've got work to do.
How about some lunch, Miss Edwards?
How about that?
Oh, get out.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item two, $2, two lunches for Gracie Edwards and myself at the Bluefin Bar and Grill. She was a short, stocky woman in her early 30s. She had a fresh-looking face and fiery red hair. She didn't strike me as the kind of reporter who'd make a bad mistake.
I did it the way any cub would have, only worse. I had a 3 o'clock deadline. I wanted to make it. I could have waited till the skipper came to, said Perling wasn't aboard. I could have contacted Perling's hotel, found out he was safely there. I didn't do any of that. I just phoned in my story. You know the rest. Every wire service in the country picked it up. Guess I was lucky I wasn't fired.
Mm-hmm. You want another glass of beer?
No thanks. You've been pretty nice. I'm sure you're not all insurance investigator. Notice I haven't asked you exactly what you're investigating.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You gonna tell me?
Possibly. Right now, something worries me. You were down at the landing when the boat caught fire?
Yeah.
You go down there often?
It's more or less my beat.
Oh?
Why?
I didn't think a reporter'd have a beat in a town this size.
I said more or less. I like to go down there in mid-afternoon when the boats are coming back. The water's blue and fresh. Usually a good offshore breeze blowing. If they caught any big fish, the flags are up. It's a place to go. I'm romantic.
Good. Suppose we go there. 2:30 now. Ought to see some of those boats come in. Expense account item three, $1, one cab, transporting myself and Gracie Edwards, reporter, to Sailfish Landing, or as near as we could get. The last 500 yards, we had to walk on the planking between the slips. Now, tell me,
Where was the yacht watcher when she blew up?
Over there. About there.
Uh-huh. Where were you?
Right here. I was sitting right there.
Looking out to sea?
Uh-huh.
How long had you been here?
Oh, an hour or so.
That was day before yesterday?
Yes.
She blew up there. You phoned in your story before 3 o'clock?
Yeah, right before 3.
Where's the yacht watcher now?
They raised her this morning, towed her over the repair docks. That's around the point.
That's kind of funny.
What's funny?
Well, I guess I didn't hear it right. You saw her get in trouble. You were right here. Then you went and phoned in your story.
That's right.
Where'd you phone it in?
What?
Last phone I saw was at the tavern before we came on the docks. High heels running over these slips. Take quite a while to get to it.
I used a phone in town.
How'd you get there?
Cab.
You had one waiting?
Look, suppose I did.
Suppose you didn't, Miss Edwards. Suppose you weren't even here. If you were, where's the sunburn? Every redhead on earth burns up in an hour when the sun's like this, unless you're an exception.
I don't think I like this.
I don't like it much myself. But I have to find out something. I'd like to find out from you. I hope I can. If I can't, I'll have to find out from someone else. Maybe the man who owned the boat, the man who ran it, someone around here.
I'm going.
Wait a minute. I'm not just throwing words around. The boat was probably insured, and it'll probably have a claim on it, and I'll probably know the adjuster who was sent to work the claim. I'll talk to him and tell him what I'm thinking. I'll find out about this one way or another, Miss Edwards, but I think you can help me. Now, you're a good reporter. You would have waited to see if Perling was aboard. You would have checked his hotel. You would have, in spite of a 3 o'clock deadline, you would have made sure he was or wasn't aboard that boat. All right, Miss Edwards. Did somebody pay you to file that story? I just want to know that.
Somebody paid me. Yes.
Okay. I'll take you back now. We don't have to mention this again.
Yeah, okay. In case it comes up, though.
Yeah?
Mr. Perling paid me. Paid me to print the story he was dead.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the affairs of Wall Street follow the current trend in cheating and mayhem. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for another exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter from June 1956. We'll present the second installment of that Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had actress Lynn Barry in suspense. And my question pertains to her personal life. From 1943 to 1950, she was married to film producer Sidney Luft. But a couple of years after their divorce, Luft would marry a very famous singer-actress. Can you name her? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about the wives of film producer Sidney Luft. His second was actress Lynn Barry, and his third was Judy Garland. 2 years after his divorce from Barry, he would marry Garland, and they had two kids together, daughter Lorna and son Joey. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but please remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.